You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude? Podcast. No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Let it spin, baby. Let it spin. All right. Yes. We are back. Sunday afternoon, football edition, NFL, real men with a YKWD. We're on Sunday, which we're never fucking on, so there's probably like fucking three people listening to this right now. I got a very highfalutin. No? What's the word I'm looking for?
Sexy?
No, you're not sexy. There's one dude in here that's sexy.
Me.
Here's the deal. When he's not here, we could do this game, who's the sexiest. When he steps in the room, it just changes the game. Everybody's fucking normal. We're all on the same level, and then there's him. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, it's Troy Kwan, everybody.
Troy Kwan's beautiful.
Troy, it's not even beautiful. It's perfect. Wow. He should have wings. Yeah. He should be able to go to heaven and hell. Like, he should be able to go up and down. God, devil and God should be like, yeah, it's, come up.
What you are ignoring, Deepu is a sexy man.
Thank you.
Deepu's if you're into fucking homegrown terrorism, Deepu truly is a handsome, handsome man.
We got Luis J. Gomez, who used to be fucking handsome and is on his way back.
I'm very close, dude.
You're close. Oof. But here's the thing. Oof. We know what you're headed back for.
Stretch marks? You motherfucker.
No, that's not what I was talking about.
What?
Nah, dude, you're looking good, brother. You're kicking it. Good for you, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Real life diet, guys.
I just don't want you. Can you stop taking Instagrams of your stomach in a mirror?
That's awesome. Dude, first thing in the morning, great top light. Turn the exposure and the shadows up to 70.
I know, but I still hate your fucking three kid mom belly button you have. It's just mushy. We have one of the funniest guys walking.
You already introduced me.
In Astoria. Joe,
there's
List
a lot of comedians
here.
In Astoria. That's not a bad.
That's a good
phrase.
Compliment. Yeah,
I have four beverages right now, Bobby.
Well, you
I'm gonna have to piss every 8 minutes. The whole show.
Just go piss. Don't ask and don't raise your hand. Just go.
I don't ask or raise my.
You
hand.
Do ask.
I used to ask.
You raise your hand a lot.
Well, I have manners and I care. All about right, the show.
Joe, the Truth List is here. We got the producer of the YKWD, because that's what you really do now. You fucking put the whole show together.
Yeah, I do.
Chris Scopo, one dimpled Scopo, fucking boring, fucking every breath you take Scopo. Hey, man.
Yeah, how you doing?
Listen, every time I call him, Scopo, what's up? Nothing, what's up? Did you just wake up? No.
He's playing it cool. You're his hero.
Yeah, I'm not bro.
First of all, he didn't even know where I was when he got this job, and he probably still doesn't, okay? He just needs something to do other than fucking pick up checks for garbage. That's his job. Yeah. So that wasn't really a joke.
That's my job.
We got the fucking, I don't even know. I think the Wiz kid. I didn't want to call him an intern.
I say
fucking Apu Doo Doo Poo.
Poo Poo Dee Poo.
Fucking R2 Doo 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 Poo. The fucking motherfucker who revealed his true intentions last week, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what did I say?
He did come out with it.
He came out, guys.
What happened?
Well, No. Well, you know, he's the whole game's changed. The video has changed. All right, do you guys remember Kelly?
Yeah, I feel so bad that I missed her funeral. I was on the road. I was in Tacoma. But I was there in spirit.
Here's the deal. Festuca, she was here for 3 years. I mean, this kid steps in.
Not 3 years.
3 years. Two years.
2 years. Yes.
Okay, 2 years. She was here for 2 years. This kid steps in.
She was
in.
Doing comedy for 3 years?
No, she's been doing comedy for 8.
What? No. No.
He's not kidding. No, he's not.
I thought she was 6 weeks in.
She was thinking about doing comedy in a couple months.
And I was mad about that.
So he comes in. He fucking steps the fuck in. And the whole game changes. I mean, he's got title cards.
He made a 3D spinning fucking YKWD.
Wait, I
want
to see it. I haven't seen it.
You'll see it at the end.
Get out of town.
I swear to God. And don't even think of fucking taking him. You do nothing for the hammer fisting.
Why can not? Why can't I help Lewis?
Listen, you do nothing for hammer fisting. Any other show, you can do something for.
What? Okay.
But nothing for hammer fisting. If I see a spinning bloody fist, I'm going to fire. You're
that
gone.
So fucking you cool. Dude, a spinning bloody fist sounds amazing. By the way, I've gotten a ton of people because Scopo was guest co-hosting the Real Ass Podcast at Stand Up New York Labs.
Which podcast is that?
The Real Ass Podcast.
What's the logo for that? Your abs in a mirror?
No, that's the rattlesnake logo.
You have a rattlesnake logo?
You haven't seen my rattlesnake logo?
No.
Drawn by one Howard Porter?
Jesus
drives him crazy.
No, I don't care. Go ahead.
But I've gotten a lot of people saying that Scopo
literally Luis Gomez will just take whatever you. He literally will just wait, and he's like my dog. When you're eating, he's under your feet. Just, you just dropped a piece of meat. Was that macaroni? Just gone. Go ahead.
I've gotten a lot of people saying that Scopo should take the permanent place as the Real Ass co-host of the Real Ass Podcast, and that he's horrific on this show, but he really opens up when he's on the Real Ass Podcast.
Wow. Maybe I'll listen. Just kidding.
What do you have to say about that, Scope?
What?
Yeah, why are you so horrific?
Scope, you remind me so much of you remind me of the Color know. Man in Major League 2.
Yeah.
Hit, got out. Popped. Not the Colored Man. That's Wesley Snipes.
No, that wasn't Wesley Snipes.
No, it was what's his toes?
Omar Epps.
Omar Epps, yeah. What a real, you lose the pennant with a trade like that.
Yeah.
But why are you good on his show and you clam up on this show?
What, I don't know.
What is it? Is it because you work on the show?
It's because I'm always, I'm constantly trying to do stuff. I'm taking, now I'm taking pictures. I'm trying to think of names.
You don't have to do that anymore.
He's terrified of Bobby. That's
I know what it is, Bobby.
What?
There's funny people on this show, so he's intimidated. At Lewis's show, he can just be himself.
Yeah, right, because there's not that many funny. There's nothing.
It's zero just, funny
it's
people.
It's like doing a podcast with a guy on a bus.
Yeah.
I'll take the bandana.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Yeah, there was no asterisk to save you that time.
You have to fucking throw it like that, you violent cunt.
Lewis is a violent. He's not a
really
cunt,
is.
But he's violent.
He's
I'm not violent.
Violent.
When have you ever seen? When is anyone name once when you, anyone's ever seen me be violent once?
I said the gym. You were punching that dummy, and it scared the hell out of me.
And you just threw
first of all, you just threw
the fucking bandana at my face at 900 miles an hour.
When you told the lady at Joker's Wild to go fuck herself, because she came over to you.
That's not violent.
Yeah, how about the guy? Remember the
Foxwoods guy?
Yeah, the Foxwood guy. You're gonna fucking murder.
Dude,
we have three things.
He said he hoped you died of fucking heart disease, bro.
There was another guy too.
It was a fat joke he made against you. He was an asshole.
That's not necessarily a fat joke. He just might want you to die of heart disease.
Yeah. He was trying to be funny.
Oh.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, you were. Be a real ass dude and admit it.
I kind of was.
All right, take this then.
Give me the bag.
I think you should do his fucking show. I think it'd be great for you.
No, he can't. I'm not inviting him. I'm just saying people said that.
You're an asshole. I think you should to loosen up a little bit. Then you come on this show and you. But I think you're loosening up now that you don't.
I thought I was getting better. I guess not.
Here's the thing.
Just give him a segment.
No.
If you can do whatever you want.
Segment.
All right, shut up. I'm going with you on this. just repeat the same thing. I said, I'm listen.
A segment. Bobby,
I know
a segment.
You're a fucking sociopath. I think if you come up with anything, you can do it on the show. Anything you want. A segment. See, it was coming.
Scopo, what would be your segment?
I don't know. We tried those questions. That didn't work out too good.
Well, because you didn't really try them.
Well, you know what it was? I wanted more like questions about people's lives, but then I think the questions about the show were better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should do more questions about the show.
Okay. Well, dude,
like
whatever
that.
You
people
want to do.
Questions
what
about
you? Why don't you do the news? Why don't you do Scopo's boring news?
Oh, yeah. I got a question about the show. Why is Scopo here?
Well,
they need people to help.
Here's the thing. I need. Here's the thing. I had Kelly, and then Kelly had to leave. And
that's the chick from Australia.
Yeah, the girl. Yeah. She came.
Kind of heavy?
Yep. Was, is, will be again.
No, was bottom heavy, got top heavy. I already have the
bucket. Okay, good. So I can't wait to get the emails for this show. Boo.
Well, it's Sunday. You got to let us work into it here. This is God's day.
I'm just going to read them like it's Halloween emails. Boo. So
that was a terrible joke, but it still made me laugh.
you have a kid now. So
you guys should go trick or treating together.
I'm not going to trick-or-treating in his neighborhood.
Well, he would come to your neighborhood.
You'd have to walk up 90 flights just to get a fucking rejection. Some pimp open the door. Yo, yo, what's up, son?
Why don't you invite him and his baby out to trick-or-treating by you?
No, I'm not bringing him up to my neighborhood on Halloween.
Why?
Because they're not going to open the door. I'm going to have to I'm gonna have to go, oh, Louis, can you go around the bushes? And
the same way that I send you guys out to get a taxi and I hang back, that's just what Bobby's going to have to do to get people open the door.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said with the joke. You just redid my joke.
You know,
Sunday, it's Sunday.
Listen, I'm going to finish this coffee. I'm going to be back in 4 minutes, guys.
Dude, don't. It's Sunday. I apologize.
I know. I usually take Sunday off. This is work.
Yeah. What the fuck you mean?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Toy-Quan died.
Who?
Tom, here he is.
No, Toy-Quan? Fuck you, dude. It's Sunday.
Dude, can we make YKWD Toy-Quan dolls that we sell on the website?
Just sexy dolls?
Yeah, sexy little dolls. You can rub them on your pussy and your dick.
Oh, my God. Troy, anyways, to you, for real quick, I want to... You have this thing that happened on ONA. You know, you showed up today, and I was like, oh, my God, you had this amazing coat on.
Yeah.
Your fucking sneakers were like, holy shit.
Brand new.
You're always...
And you had the hat showing, too.
Always at the top of the fashion fucking curve. You're always wearing cool shit. But now there's a whole new thing that happened on ONA. I showed up the other day and Opie's got a new shirt and Sam's got a new shirt. Couple new shirts happening because apparently you're banging a girl.
Yeah. I met this girl from Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a stylist.
Which should be unfair. You shouldn't be able to be on Tinder.
Well, it's Tinder's a crazy place. I've gone completely crazy.
All right, tell me what Tinder is, please.
Tinder's basically you go on there and you just attach it to your Facebook.
Okay.
So you just look at people's pictures and you see how close they are to you.
Okay. So
then you can say I like this person, and if they like you back, then you can chat with them.
So basically it would just be me liking people and nobody liking me back in my area.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's
they'd just be really big fat black chicks. They'd love the fuck out of you.
But it's great, especially like if you travel, if you go somewhere, you know, I went out to Los Angeles and you're out there and you start swiping and you just find these girls.
Yeah. I heard LA is crazy for Tinder. They love it out there.
Same with New York. New York is crazy.
Okay. So now the girl says you like her, she likes you. And then what?
Then you guys talk. And if
where?
You have, if on the app.
You can chat in the app.
Here's what it does.
Why do you know? You're fucking
I don't do it at all, but it's the idea of it.
He's seen me do it.
It takes a lot of the bullshit out of it. Because you go, I'm here just to meet up and possibly go get drinks and hook up. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. There's not the creepiness of being on Facebook and just saying hi to a chick that you think is pretty on Facebook.
Right.
Right.
You both made a decision to be in that community for that reason.
Everybody's there
for
a
reason.
Well,
you liked
each other.
Yes.
You're mutually attracted.
Physically attracted.
Yeah. Well, Tinder is the closest to the way we used to do it. You'd see a girl at a bar. I'd be like, that girl's hot. I'm going to go talk to her. So Tinder, you swipe through, you're like, I'm attracted to this girl.
Yeah,
but
now you know that she thinks you're hot, too.
But hold on. Exactly. That's a very good point, though, because a lot of people look down on Tinder because they look at things like other dating sites like they're legitimate, like Match.com or whatever. But that is very true because in real life, you don't know what people's turn-ons and turn-offs are and what their history is.
I mean, you don't think it's limiting some of the life aspect of meeting somebody? I mean, because you not knowing if the girl likes you back is part of the fucking hunt.
No,
it's
you're
part
right.
Of
I
the,
agree.
So, because your insecurities, your psychology, what you say, what you do, the moves you make.
But
and
you,
then...
But.
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't know if she likes you until you're gonna swipe her. You don't know if she likes you
until she sucks your dick.
Yeah,
but or he.
Tinder is the least of all of those because like Match.com, then you're going, okay, I like this, I like that. Oh, she doesn't like Led Zeppelin. Fuck her. Or whatever. You're not really learning. I hate when you take the phone while I'm talking to you.
It's Tinder.
I'm showing him Tinder.
I don't blame him. I'm listening to you.
I know, but they're trying to come up with jokes here. You're the guy I talk to.
Buddy, I'm listening.
Because you don't
buddy.
Come up with jokes.
That just sucks. That's just a mean thing to say on the Sabbath.
I thought it was. Saturday's the Sabbath.
Saturday's the Sabbath.
No, Saturday's the Sabbath for the Jews.
Well, I'm Jewish.
No, you're not. You're from Boston.
There's a ton of Jews in Boston. Are you kidding?
It was a joke.
Over here
I just...
Newton, Brookline, Sharon.
The first Jewish girl I ever had sex with, and the first girl I ever put my second
sex with
girl.
A Jew?
Just relax. I put a balloon on my ding ding, a real little balloon, and it fell off in her vagina.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I had to leave.
What I'm saying is,
please say it.
Tinder is the closest to what you're talking about of the meeting actually, because you're only going on looks, which is how it has been through but time.
It's actually cooler because, you know, if you go meet a girl at a bar, you have to have game to approach them immediately and know what to say and to keep that banter going to get them interested.
Right.
With Tinder, you can say something, they'll respond an hour later. You could respond a day later, you know, and think of something witty to say or you know. So it kind of like stretches things out. And at a bar, you have to focus on one girl.
Yep.
Tinder, you could be talking to 20 different girls at one time.
Okay, but here's the thing. Now, you meet a girl on Tinder. She says yes, you say yes. You start talking. Look, you're up on the Upper West Side. I'm on the down on the Lower West Side. Do you want to meet?
That's not a place.
Not a neighborhood, by the way.
Lower West Side?
Nobody calls it that.
The Lower West Side.
No. The Lower West Side?
The Lower West Side of the Upper West of the Upper West Side is the Lower West Side of the Upper West Side.
Technically, yes.
Yes, technically. I'm being fucking
Tribeca.
I tried Becca. She dumped me and left me for another country.
Hey!
That wasn't bad.
Now you meet her. You show up.
Well, there's a lot goes on beforehand.
What?
You have to sort of establish. Yeah. I like to see what they're there for.
She wants to see pictures of his tattoos.
Well, you know what I mean? Because it's like if a girl is there for a serious relationship, mm-hmm. that's not what I'm looking for.
Right.
So I'll kick it for a little bit. And some guys will be just straightforward and just be like, do you want to suck my dick? And that doesn't work.
Those guys are named Louis J. Gomez.
Did you say some guys?
They'll be that.
Meaning you, not the guys that you're looking for. Like you
I'm
didn't
not looking for any guys.
Okay, good. That's what I'm doing. Well, you said some guys will be like, I just want to suck your dick. No, I do too.
Some guys will say that to a girl.
But I understand that, by the way. I completely understand that. And that works. And I'll tell you why. Because all it is you're playing numbers. It's an old sales technique, okay? Is you just
You are. All right. What did you deliver? What did you sell?
Something like you went to fucking BU to study fucking finance.
I know. Yeah,
you sold gym memberships.
First of all, I sold gym memberships at a very prestigious gym. Cocksucker.
What's prestigious?
Okay. Equinox.
It's not prestigious.
Yeah, it is.
It's
the most prestigious gym.
It is not. It is not.
Yeah, it is, except for the crazy country clubs.
Well, country clubs are fucking prestigious. And the other, what's that gay one? The David something.
Nope. But Equinox is way more prestigious.
No, it is not.
Neither here nor
you're
there.
You're an idiot.
I'm just arguing with you.
You've never been to a gym.
Well, this is neither here nor there. You're arguing.
You just like Slim Jims.
You're acting like asking a ton of girls to blow you is some sort of old business technique.
Can I tell you why? Instead of you guys yelling at me and talking over me, can I explain to you why?
Nobody's yelling at you, by the way.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you either.
Stop being aggressive.
There's nobody talking over anybody right now.
Stop being aggressive. Okay.
So
what's your sales technique?
This is the truth, okay? And this is the concept of every no gets you closer to a yes, okay? Mm-hmm. What you do is you figure out what the ratio is. Let's say 1 out of every 1,000 girls on Tinder will just come over and suck your dick. Once you figure out that ratio, then you understand there's 999 no's to sift through, and that's a very positive thing. You embrace those no's. It's a part of the process of getting your dick sucked.
You could, or you could just shave it down to go, this girl's really fucking hot. I'm going to zoom in on this girl, and I'm going to put some attention to it.
I say play the numbers, though. So you have a hot guy with hot tattoos game. I have a guy
mushy,
that only has
fat,
nice
bald
abs in the morning one day.
Tricolored dick and
way,
asshole.
Your way, you have 999 women thinking you're a fucking animal.
Who cares?
And
on Tinder,
if you
fuck
keep,
these sluts.
If you keep your numbers up, someone's going to come to a show and be like, this is the fucking Puerto Rican pig that asked me
Puerto
to
Rican
suck his
rattlesnake,
dick.
You motherfucker.
I like
Puerto Rican pig.
I like Puerto Rican pig.
Puerto Rican
well, maybe
pig
you can start another podcast.
Bit. All right, so listen.
Oh, Sam Morrell put his Conan picture on
that's
Tinder,
awesome.
And he said he got a ton of girls hitting him up now.
So here's the deal. Now
I just stopped liking Sam a little bit.
I go up. I go on. I put my photo up. Right.
Yeah.
Do I have to put like my stats?
They got to put Hot Bobby up though.
I'm not putting. No, that's dude. First of all, I hate when clubs do that to me. They'll get Hot Bobby photos, and like you know, there's probably some girls or people going, "Oh, who's that guy? Oh, I remember him from Torgasm. He's coming." And then I show up and I'm on stage, and you can literally see in their eyes, "Who's this guy?" It's in my contract now. Fat Bobby photos go out. Even if I lose weight again, I'd rather have Fat Bobby photos up.
A pleasant
and
surprise.
Then I show up.
Shoot low.
Yeah, exactly. I show up. I'm fucking gorgeous. But I put my Fat Bobby photo up.
It links to your Facebook, so you have to take pictures.
So I can't do that because if I'm a married guy.
No, it does. That's the thing about Tinder. That's the kind of the loophole to keep people honest.
How do you know so much about this?
If you're in a relationship, you can't be on Tinder.
So if you're in a relationship, you can't be on Tinder.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can. I think you can.
Relationship status, you mean.
And there's a lot of like swingers and shit on Tinder too.
Mm. Okay, is there?
Yeah.
Oh no. I'm sorry. That's not what I was saying. You can't cheat on Tinder. Yeah. The same because it's a public thing. It's like it's your Facebook shit. If you're in a relationship, they're gonna see all your Facebook pictures. They're gonna know your profile. They're gonna know your real name.
No, they can't see my Facebook pictures.
They upload four or five from Facebook.
Yeah, upload like four
but
or five.
But they know who you are. They know your name after they, you contact them.
You only know their first
name. They know their first
even
name.
After you contact them? Oh, shit, I'm getting on Tinder, bitch.
What do you mean they, after the first one? What do you mean?
They only know your first name.
They only know your first name. They don't know your last name.
No.
But now if they...
Guys, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We're all going to go to a dick suck on Tinder. Why don't we just suck each other's dicks and pretend it's Tinder?
I'll suck your dick, Bob.
Shut up. I'm not letting you suck
my... I owe you one.
I'm not letting you suck my dick.
All right, well, it's out there.
All right, listen. So now you're on Tinder and you meet this girl.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to kick some game a little bit. It's not as easy as just... You know, like I said,
hey,
I'm at the point where I just narrow it down to, you know, you kick it for a little bit, then you say, what are you here for? What are you on Tinder for? And then they'll say, oh, I'm here to whatever. I'm here to see
Can I be a girl?
Sure.
I'll be a hot chick.
Okay.
And we're having a chat.
Go ahead.
So let's say the ding yes.
So there's a match.
Well, you got to go ding yes, too.
Ding yes.
And then there's a match. Hey.
So it'll say, hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are you up to today?
I'm just hanging out. It's Sunday. You know, I was going to go walk my dog and then maybe get a little food. What are you doing?
Oh, cool. I'm just hanging out. Just got some food as well. I might do a yoga class later.
Oh, I love yoga.
Oh, do you? What kind of yoga do you do?
Bikrams.
Oh, that's great. Love Bikrams. I do vinyasa.
Vinyasa. I've been meaning to do that.
What do you do for work?
What do I do for work? I work at a company uptown called Prosthetics.
Cool.
I make prosthetics.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy what you do?
I love what I do. What do you do?
Oh, I work. I'm a DJ.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
All over the city.
Oh, my God. I knew it when I saw your photo.
So what are you doing?
You have DJ hair.
I do.
Yeah.
So what are you doing on Tinder?
I don't know. I just wanted to see what it was about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What are you doing on Tinder?
I just got out of a relationship.
Can I suck your dick?
Yes.
I'd like to suck your dick.
So then you say like, hey, well, I'm just looking to have fun.
I'm just having fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking to have fun too. Would you be interested in meeting up sometime and having some fun?
I want to have some fun. And by fun, I mean licking your asshole and sucking your cum.
Then that sounds like a lot of
fun to me. But that's what fun to me. And then eating a pizza.
Yeah.
And then crying in a shower by myself, if that's cool.
So that's how it works. So you just, you know, I don't go to the straightforward approach. I kind of ease into it a little bit.
You take a little bit. You're not a fucking.
And I'll go days. Really? Yes.
I
don't look for that instantaneous gratification.
That's
occasionally, it has happened.
But that's because the problem. I'm a guy that, like, when my balls are just full and I'm in that moment, I'm just like, yeah, dude, I would just need to fucking whatever pig was ready to rock. I'd be like, I'm telling you right now,
Puerto Scopo, Rican pig.
I grab Scopo's phone when we're on the road, dude, and I just go yes to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, no, dude, you just gotta go yes to everybody.
Where Fox was, pigs are coming up. Yes, 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 yes. I'm like, dude, I don't want these girls to come over and hang out with us.
This is very anti-woman.
What's the chat?
What is this?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes a pig is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, you shouldn't be referring to these girls as pigs.
Hang on one second, Joe. What's the chat room say?
Someone in the chat room is saying that Troy Kwan has given free shirts to people for eating his ass.
Yes.
Is that true?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. We're going to, first of all, I'm going to get into that in a second. here's the deal, Joe.
Yes, please.
When they say pig, they're not saying all women are pigs.
No.
Because all women are
unattractive women are pigs.
That's not what they're saying. That's not what they're saying, because there's attractive women that are pigs. It's like a guy can be a pig. A pig is someone who has no hang up sexually and likes to just suck it and fuck. Like a pig. Just eat anything.
I've dated pigs.
Yes, no. We that means a pig, too. We were just saying ugly people.
I'm trying to get you.
We meant unattractive women. They might be very nice.
Some of these girls might look at your picture and say, look at this Puerto Rican pig.
Not the one that I'd put up on Tinder.
No, it was on my Tinder. No way.
Okay, here's
a can we make a Tinder account for me? My chick hates me. Doesn't even matter.
Why does your chick hate you?
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this.
I mean,
listen, I'm going to get to that.
We're not talking about it on the show.
Listen.
You brought it up.
Dude.
You baited.
I don't understand.
You're pulling a festuca.
You're freaking me out, dude.
Might write some jokes.
Are you really fucking going through a hard time with your chick?
Yeah.
You think it's going to fucking go away?
Okay, dude. As long as she can keep on burying her resentment.
You don't bury resentments.
You don't bury. You gotta let go of resentments.
Oh.
You gotta dig them out.
Well, no. It won't last then.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Gee whiz.
I don't,
we're having a good fun with the pig.
Can we just go on Tinder and get me a newbie?
I don't. No, shut up. Oh, please. God. Anyways, Troy Kwan. So you meet this girl on Tinder. She finds out you're a DJ. She finds out you're a producer.
Yeah.
And what happens?
This particular girl?
That yes, the one that eats your asshole.
Well, wait, her name is Beatrice. First she of has all, a kid.
You know how happy that would make me? That she would have somebody like that would care
Dude,
for her?
If I found out that Beatrice was eating Traquan's asshole for t-shirts...
Oh, I would fucking, I would love it. I think it would be a great thing.
Like, at the end of the day, in retrospect, I would have to kind of laugh. Like, a couple years from now.
Yeah.
But in the moment, it would hurt.
I'm doing okay, by the way. If I'll buy someone t-shirts, they need t-shirts. Eat ass for fun, not for a t-shirt.
Yeah, but what happens if it's for all your friends?
Okay, hang on. Point. We're going to get into this.
Yes.
So this girl's eating your asshole. Do you have a nice asshole?
I do. I keep it clean. I shave it.
It seemed like you'd have a cleaner. Yeah, based on your hair, I bet you would have a clean asshole.
I groom everything.
If I shaved my asshole, it would look like I used a rusty razor.
Yeah.
If somebody bumps and nicks down there.
New York nicks. New York Knicks.
I got it.
The so, New York Knicks.
I got it.
Dude, my ass. I'm doing this the rest of the show. Looks dirty. Like it looks like
I know.
Dirty
you know why?
Strip.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you've been fat and skinny so many times that the skin, like a knee of an elephant, has rubbed together so much it just became something else.
Also,
so
generally like, speaking, Puerto Ricans are dirty people. If I'm not mistaken,
I didn't say that.
I read it on Wikipedia.
I agree with it. I just didn't say it.
And some people just have brown assholes.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. He's got a. His asshole.
It's not nice, dude.
It's terrible.
I've had girls lick my ass, and God bless. And those were pigs.
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah. Terrible asshole. So anyways, you have a nice asshole.
I try to keep it clean.
So it's a, you've seen it.
I don't really feel, you know, it's just, you know, I'm a guy.
Can
so
we
it's
see
like,
it?
I mean, sure, I guess. If you
Can
if
we
you,
see it right now? I'm not going to, nothing gay. I just kind of want to see his asshole.
Okay, I mean, it's up to Troy. You're asking me like I have lock and key on Troy's asshole. It's not my asshole. Troy, will you show him your asshole? I mean,
not me, us, the group.
All right.
Not just me.
Go ahead, Joe.
You know what, just give me a monocle.
It's not that great of an asshole. I'll be
honest. Can you show him your asshole real quick?
Us, his asshole.
No, you don't have to show all of us. Just show him.
No,
you
really I'll show you if you want to see
it. Lewis is going to see his asshole. I want to see his asshole.
Everybody in the room. I don't
but we can't get it on camera, though.
I don't want to be gay.
Listen,
you
and Joe will look at it.
I don't feel like this anymore.
All right, listen.
Can somebody?
You want to see it or not?
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
All right, let's see it.
This is mid-afternoon, asshole. I want it fresh out of the shower.
Look at him.
Came over.
You don't think he showered before he came here?
I know, but even walking a half a mile, it gets
stirred
up.
He knows there's always a 10% chance that he's going to get his asshole looked at. So
listen, dude. First of all, he rode a bike here. Okay.
Oh,
that is true.
God, I don't want to post bike asshole.
I think we want to move on with the
What
asshole.
Are we becoming here? Come on. We don't need to pull out assholes on this show. Do this on the Real Ass Podcast.
All right, so here's the deal. This girl.
But I would like to see it at some point.
You meet her on Twitter, and all of a sudden.
Tinder,
whatever the fuck it is. Tinder.
Yeah.
And she says, I want to. Is this a quick one? Is this like, I want to fuck around?
Well, we meet up. This is kind of like, we're going to meet up to see if we connect, and then we're going to hook up. And we end up.
Yeah.
Connect. This chick is awesome.
Okay.
Smoking hot.
Yeah.
Really hot.
Can I see a picture?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Okay. So she's smoking hot. Then what?
I love living vicariously through my like good looking friends and their lives like this.
No problem, buddy. So we meet up and we here. I'll show here. This is.
Let's just look at this picture.
But
real
don't
quick.
Don't
show it on the camera.
Don't yet. Yeah, don't no. Don't say anything.
No, I won't. Obviously.
Yep. All right, pass it around though, so we can all see it. Now I want to be in it.
Mary Beth. Oh, wait, I can't say at all what she looks like? Okay, I won't. Oh, yeah.
Just look at the picture and pass it on.
Do you have anything else?
Of course he does.
Is that the new phone? That's a big phone.
Oh, my God. That's my aunt. What the... Oh, my God. Okay.
What?
Okay. Could I possibly know her if I wanted to?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
She's not in our world at all.
Okay.
Amy Schumer.
That'd be fucking great.
I wish.
That is something.
Okay, so go ahead. So you meet her on Tinder.
Yeah.
And what is she, how do you get hooked up with her?
So we're basically like, okay, if we meet,
yep,
we'll go hook up. She said, yeah, it's cool. So we click immediately.
Right.
She's hysterical. She's funny.
Right.
She's, you know, great at conversation. So we go, we hook up, and it's a blast.
Okay.
So she works in sort of the fashion industry, so she has access to a lot of clothing companies and whatnot.
Right.
So she's like, oh, you know, she saw what I wear, and she's like, can I get you some clothes? Would you, if I could pull some stuff, would you like it? And I was like, yeah, get me whatever you want. So she got me a bunch of things. Oh, and by the way, I explained to her, she loves to massage after sex.
What?
Massage
you?
Yes.
Oh, anybody?
So I was like, do you know what Nuru is? And she's like, what's that? And I said, look it up. Do you know what Nuru is? Nuru massages?
It's a noodle, right?
No. It's
that was Deepu's brother.
It's when you're. It's when she massages you with her whole body.
It's
naked.
Can I just say something? It's also called sliding.
Yeah, always
sliding. When you look for it on Craigslist back in the day, if you typed in sliding, it'd be a woman that would come over and
thinking sliders, the burgers.
She would grease you up. I thought it was funny. I liked it. She would grease you up and she rubs your body on.
Yes,
you.
Yes, that's what this.
Yeah.
Wow. So
yeah, I love that. By the way,
this girl was like, "Oh, cool! I'll get a Nuru bed. You can get a specific." That's what the picture I showed you.
That's a Nuru bed.
Yeah, it's like it looks like an inflatable mattress.
Wow.
So she was massaging me and getting me clothes, and then I went in and I showed Sam Roberts from the show.
Right.
And he was
from the Bob and Sam show.
Yes.
Right.
So I said, I got, look at these, look at this shirt I got, look at these shoes I got. And I'm like, isn't this great? She's like, oh, can she hook me up?
Right.
And I said, well, let me take a picture of you. And I took a picture and I sent it to her. She's like, yeah, let me grab some shit. She got me a pile of shit for him.
Right.
Of clothes, t-shirts, jackets, sweaters. Yeah. And then it went on the air. Yeah. And then Opie and Jim were like, I want clothes. So I told her, I said, I need you to get me more clothes for these guys. Mm-hmm. And then I brought in clothes for them.
And what? Wow. Where did the ass eating come in?
Well, she really enjoys eating my ass.
So she will eat. She will get them clothes as long as you let her eat your asshole.
That is correct.
Do you say eat my pussy when she's doing it?
Huh?
Can we do that now?
Eat my ass?
No, I want the clothes.
Oh
no! First of all, I'm getting the clothes.
Yeah,
I mean, but you're gonna have to get two sets of every clothes and get them sewn together. So.
I just don't care for insensitive jokes.
Yeah, but bothers me. He's been fucking skinny for a month. He was a fat fuck since I've known him.
So now I can't make fat jokes because now I'm getting in shape, so I can only make fat jokes when I'm fat? Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, that's the rules. Yeah, you can't make fat jokes to me. I can't wait till you're fat again. I hope I can't speak, but if I could speak... no, you can make fat jokes. I thought it was funny.
Thanks.
So you take photos. Can she get fat guy clothes?
I can see. I don't. I'm not quite sure about it.
It seems like the place is probably too hip.
What do you mean? So they don't make fat fashion?
Well, it's no.
Well, what, motherfucker?
Well, some of those companies they don't go into the. What are you, like a double X?
I'm a double X.
Sometimes
I'm American, not European.
Sometimes they don't go that big.
Who?
So different companies.
That's fucking racist, man.
Well,
fat's not a race.
A lot of fat cyst.
Fat what?
Fat cyst.
Dude,
if you'd get into a race, maybe you wouldn't be so fat.
What'd you say?
We both had terrible jokes.
What was yours though?
I said if you'd get into a race, you wouldn't be so fat.
What was yours?
I said Obama's a fascist.
I didn't like either of them. It's a Sunday show.
Dude, Sunday show.
The Sunday show stinks. Nobody's got it. Everybody's in fucking sleep mode.
People that were watching went back to the Chiefs-Rams game.
I know. What is it? The chat room probably is fucking booing us. So you can't get me close.
I can try.
Are you going to take a photo of me?
I can definitely do that.
Now you meet this girl. Does she know about? Is there now? If she heard about you being with other girls, would she be mad?
Basically, it's all sort of laid out, you know. Because I'm into cutting the bullshit. So it's like,
okay,
look, you know, there's nothing exclusive. And then you go do what you have to do. I'll do what I have to do. And if we hang out, we'll enjoy each other's company.
That's great.
Oh my god,
this is a great life.
You just really got to spell it. It's so much easier than guys make it out to be. You just have to spell it out, and you have to be willing to lose it.
Okay, so Sunday night. It's Sunday night. I'm single. Okay,
congratulations. I didn't hear about that.
I'm married. So I'm like, fuck, I got nothing to do. I go on Tinder.
Right.
I like a bunch of chicks.
Because you went to business school.
And one like comes back, because that's the ratio. And then...
Then you got to kick it.
Then I say, look, what are you doing? Let's fuck around. Come to my house.
That may or may not work.
So it's not every girl on there is fucking looking to bang.
No, and most girls will say that they're not there to bang right off the bat.
Right. So you have to slow row this. Right. So if you want to get laid on Sunday, you have to start on Tuesday.
Not necessarily. If you say, hey, let's meet up and grab a drink. You seem really cool. Where are you at? Oh, cool. You're, you know, a couple blocks from me. Let's go grab a drink. Then you meet up and you have game. There's no reason that you can't close the deal.
Are there fat girls on Tinder?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Is it mostly fat women?
No, not in New York City.
There's actually a lot of good-looking women.
New York City, the ratio of hot-looking girls to...
Do older women go on there and are they easier?
Well, there's an age range.
You
could cut it off at a certain range.
Yeah. Oh, so, like, I could pick... like 55 to 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
And what I do
could
is
you go like from 14 to 16?
Well, they started 18.
Oh, okay, okay.
So like sometimes
so it's not perfect.
Yeah. So sometimes for fun if you're somewhere like say you're in like
London,
like wherever.
Denmark.
Exactly. And you're like I was in LA and I was talking to a couple girls and there was a woman that I shit you not was 55 years old.
Okay.
And she was smoking hot for 55.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, "You know what? Why not?"
Right. And what'd you do?
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not a psychic.
Asshole eaten by this grandma.
So you went over there.
Bend over. I'm gonna eat your asshole.
We went and had a drink.
You had a drink. It okay.
Yeah. Filled out her bucket list.
And then
at the Brown Derby,
she drank Pedialyte.
So I used to come here with Frank. You remind me a lot. I like him.
Yeah. We did the Charleston. And
what do you say we jump in my car and hit Mulholland Drive and look at the sun go up?
Those aren't really old things.
Mulholland Drive.
Those are just pretty typical things. That you would do.
What do you say we look? What do you say we go to?
And the sun.
Sun goes up every day.
But that's an old fashioned thing to do.
I feel like a Sunday show joke. Yeah, maybe we'll go to the movies.
Oh, this show sucks.
Like old people driving an automobile. If you said Studebaker, I would have let slide.
So
what the hell's a Studebaker, by the way?
It's a car.
Okay.
I saw one the other day. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you just
you meet her up and you go have some drinks and then does she whisper like does she take her teeth out and whisper in your ear? Listen, I'm gonna suck your dick in the bathroom.
No, she basically knew what she was getting herself into.
Of course she did because she saw you. You show up. You're an 11. You're almost fucking half male and female. I mean, everybody loves you. Everybody wants to fuck you, Troy.
Must have been a thrill for this woman.
It was.
You are a hot guy.
Yeah, you're smoking.
Was she an actress?
And young.
Was she like an actress out there?
She was just like
she used to be, but she had her throat. Taken out. She had one of those voice boxes.
Did you fuck her
you
throat?
So hot.
I would.
Troy Kwan.
Just to try something different.
So you meet up with her, and then after, what does she say?
So I'm like, so you want to go back to my room? Because I was staying in Santa Monica. We were at a bar near there.
Right.
And so we went back. We smoked a joint.
Right.
And then
in a hostel, you smoked a joint.
Smoked a little grass.
No, I was in a nice. I was in a nice hotel.
He's not staying in hostels.
I was kidding.
Oh. And she it was weird. It was definitely weird.
Okay, well then she takes her clothes off. Are you in the dark? Are you have a light?
No, there's some light on. But when the clothes come off, you're just kind of like, wow, this is an old lady.
She's old, right?
Yeah.
Her elbows, the back of her arms,
just like the titties are like they look weird, and she's got that like extra skin here. On that like fupa,
like Lewis has.
Yeah. She has Lewis stomach. Lewis has an in shape old lady stomach.
I bet that she feels really good.
Lewis
right
has
now.
Farrah Fawcett stomach now. I'll take that.
She's
wow, I fucking blow.
Well, so, hold on, let me ask you, was she shaving or she let it grow in? Because all women do that now. Yeah. They just let it grow in.
No, she was trim. She
was it was it was it gray? Her pussy must have been a little gray.
She had kids earlier in life?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was weird because she had her kids up on her Tinder profile.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, she had like a
some girls do have that. I hate that when
she
they
had
do
like
that.
A family photo.
I don't
photo.
Call those women girls usually, Scobo.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
So,
I just don't know why you would try to hook up.
Okay, so now she takes her pants off. She's got that little old lady fat Lewis stomach. She's got a little saggy back of her arms.
But her face is hot.
Her face is smoking
and
hot.
And she's in pretty good shape for being 55.
She's 55. She's in good shape.
Right.
But you know her pussy's going to be massive.
Yeah,
you know,
massive.
Her pussy wasn't bad though.
Was it wet? Was it really wet?
Yes,
it was sopping wet.
She was excited.
She was really excited because she's fucking a 10,
and
she knows she shouldn't be with you.
And she said she never had done anything like this, just hooked up like this.
Sure, of course.
They all say that.
Yeah, is she married? Happened. Is she cheating on her husband?
No, she was
Damn
married.
It.
Is he dead?
No, he
did. He die of Parkinson's?
Else. He lived in Detroit or something.
That's not funny. Okay. My dad has Parkinson's.
So
hilarious.
What?
Hilarious.
Doesn't matter. I don't care. What the fuck that means.
Does your dad really have Parkinson's?
Yeah.
Michael J.
Does
Fox
he?
Is your dad?
We talked about this already.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I didn't connect to it.
Did he deserve it, do you think?
Probably.
So, Jesus
That's
Christ.
Awful.
I'm kidding.
I know.
It's only a question.
I have to say that so I don't go to hell.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. I wanted you to say it again. Listen, Deepu.
Yeah.
Chat room.
Tattoo Mentor says, List is saving this one. Ha, 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 ha.
I love you. Right back, I love you.
She's fucking right. Ha, 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 ha.
I hope you get Ebola.
Hi, Lewis.
What?
Go ahead.
That's not nice.
Metal
man.
Fred says, Fat girls aren't on Tinder. They're on Chindler.
Schindler?
Schindler's
List. Schindler. Fat Jews?
Yeah. Can you block him?
It should be Schindler.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't do that. What else?
We would lose a third of the chat if we blocked him.
That's Sunday.
Deepu's on the board.
That's about it for right now.
Deepu
right,
just did infinitely better than Scopo on this show.
Yeah. Have you not heard the last episode? Are you kidding me? All
right. No. What the fuck?
That was good. I got some zingers in. Anyway.
You did good, you fucking hairy forearm motherfucker.
I like that you think that we would listen to an episode that we weren't on. It's insane.
So now you're with this old lady.
Yeah.
Now, does she suck your dick? Do you have to go down on that
I
box?
I did not go down.
But was there a moment where you were like, oh, fuck?
Yeah, no.
You had to make that decision, though. When did you make that decision you weren't eating her pussy?
Pretty much from the first time I met her.
When he swiped right.
What about 55?
What'd you say?
When he swiped right. That's what you do on Tinder, you swipe.
Okay. So you knew you weren't eating her pussy.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
You don't want an old pussy.
not with her.
Why not?
I'm not, just not feeling it. Like
because it was
chick,
big.
Yeah, if the chick's really hot and you're weighing, you just want to eat her alive, then I get it.
How big was it?
Her pussy looked all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it was.
It's just such a weird thing to sleep with somebody that's like probably gone through menopause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, she's getting hot cold flashes while she's fucking you.
She's probably right in the cusp, I think.
Yeah.
So she blows you though.
Yeah.
She sucks your dick good?
Yeah.
Like
okay.
She's experienced?
Nah.
So she hasn't done a lot of fucking in her
life.
So she's working it out now in her 50s.
Yeah.
She probably fucked one guy for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, so Troy Kwan, now you're not going to eat her pussy and she's sucking your dick. You get on top and you start blasting her.
Yeah.
Missionary.
No condom.
No, of course.
Oh, I love. No, of course. A condom.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't want to get dust on your dick.
Yeah, I don't
you,
do that.
Why,
man.
You would fuck people from
An
Tinder?
Old people don't have diseases.
Yeah, man. I don't
know. A lot of them do now.
Yeah, they created them. They're the ones who
monkeys
fucking
created the diseases.
No, dude, the old bitches have a lot of diseases.
No. My you go to the nursing homes, yeah.
Yeah, the nursing homes are riddled with herpes now because They're all fucking each other.
Yeah, really? Been there.
Yeah,
dude, you got to be careful with old bitches, man.
Really?
Yeah, because old bitches, you're gonna say, old bitches to my mother were from the fucking 30s. They were born in 1910, 1920, 1930s. That's when nobody was really old bitches to us were the 60s.
That's hilarious.
So
old bitches now blue Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, dude. They were just sucking dick in a field. You know what I mean? Listening to Hendrix near a bonfire. So the old bitches that's for us fucking were fucking hilarious, just dude. Fucking herpy catchers,
that's
man.
A
no
bit.
Offense, Joe.
That's a great bit.
No, I like
thanks.
It.
I'll use it. Thanks. Write that down, Scopo.
Really
I'm kidding, dude. You're not my fucking personal assistant. He went.
What's he doing here?
Scopo's
writing down the word bit. He didn't even know what that was.
He has no. Anyway, Scopo's the producer of the show.
Wow, congrats.
Why am I freezing? What's happening? Okay, I'm back.
Temperature? You're good.
Probably stroke.
Shut up, dude. So now you bang this. Now do you feel shitty at? Or as soon as you're done, you're like, I fucked up.
Well, there was a point because I was really high for it. So there was a point where I was looking at her and just in the light, it kind of looked like my mom.
Oh,
yeah. So
did you
into that?
Did you get into that?
No, not at all.
Did you want to role play with her a little bit? Maybe
because
that makes it better a little bit with older women.
Nah,
you want to because I remember I had an older woman when I was back when I was like 24, 25.
Yeah, but how much older?
She was around 40. And it compared to it's was same thing. You know what I mean?
There's a big jump from 40 to 55. You know what I mean?
For
like
sure.
when a woman gets into her 50s, man, it's downhill. It's way downhill.
Is it really?
Like a 40-year-old woman, 40 even 45 can still be holding it together. When you hit 50, man, it's like hitting a wall.
Unless you're like a special, special woman, like Beatrice.
Like you're like
be perfect forever.
You're a vegan yogi. You know what I mean? Like those women probably are in pretty good shape in 55. And this girl was in this woman.
Yeah,
I mean, mother. She was.
So now, did you make her come?
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
you sure?
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah,
she blew a nut.
Yeah,
and did you blow a nut?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, now you blow the nut. She blew her nut. You're in your hotel room. How do you get this fucking all brought out? What do you do? Do you offer some soup?
No, you just kind of go, you know what? I got to get up early. I got to get up early tomorrow. You know, I got to get a good
what
night.
What time is it?
Early for her is like 5 a.m. Yeah. Work by 6:30 every day.
I have to get up early, too. I got to feed the birds, get the newspaper, and then I have a macrame class at 6:35.
That's probably like 1 a.m.
Really?
1:30?
1 a.m. and you send her on her way.
Yeah.
And what does she say? You have to kiss her at the door?
I just give her a hug.
Can you smell that tooth in the back? The one that she hasn't had cleaned in a long time?
She smelled clean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your breath was good.
Yeah, and you don't want to leave on a bad note. You're like, hey, next time I'm in LA, I'll give you a call. And I'm like, I'm not giving this fucking woman a call.
Right, well, she's a big fan of the show. Deepu, bring on Helga. that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It fucking blows my mind because you're such a good looking guy. I feel like you could just walk into a bar and meet somebody. But you're eliminating the time and the effort that it takes.
But that's, can I tell you, that's not even it.
Please
so much
do. Because you have a microphone. I would like for you to tell me. Tell everybody.
This is the time that we live in now. Now, social media is very much integrated in every part of our life. Mm. It's starting to be integrated in even the things that we buy, even the banking systems. Everything is all fucking integrated. So it's not that weird.
If
that
you use the word integrated one more time, I'm going to integrated. I'm going to throw up on you. Integrated. E-I-T-E-R. Go ahead.
Mom. He said E-I-T-E-R.
I know. Go ahead.
But no, I think it's like that's what people are doing now. Right. So it's almost become weird if you're not on Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm not on Tinder. I'm married. I got to.
Are you?
What?
Married?
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Congrats, buddy.
When I used to fuck around, you know, it was a chat room, like, or a used to go into like Yahoo chat. They had, you know, these categories and subcategories that you'd go into, and you'd find these chat rooms, and you'd go in and you'd fucking talk, and then you'd side chat somebody. You know what I mean? So you're in this chat room,
and then you private chat,
and then you hopefully work something out.
Yeah.
And it was a fucking nightmare. It took forever.
And you always assumed it was a dude on the other end.
Hey, you don't know if the pictures are legit.
It never worked. It was just fucking awful. But now it's just with the phone, an app was the greatest thing ever invented.
Yes.
Apps. Yeah. I mean, what? And you know, apps came from...
Mozzarella sticks was the original one.
That joke will never get old on this show. I will laugh 100%.
Apps came from when Mac invented those fucking little pop-ups. What are they called? What are those things called?
Fried pickles.
Icon.
No. What are the things called?
I don't know. I'm not a Mac guy.
Anyway. So.
Deepu's 17
These
years
things.
Old, for God's sakes.
These things, Deepu.
Icon.
No.
The sidebar?
I don't know. I can't touch the computer.
Oh, are they called dead airs?
No, that's true. Whatever. There's somebody in the chat room
windows?
Fucking knows what they are.
Someone in chat tell us.
Yeah, someone in chat. Here's the deal. It's amazing that you can, because apps are great because they're specific. It's not like the internet that you have to go find and go in and you can, this is what we want specifically and that's all this thing does.
Yeah.
And it's in your fucking hand. And it's 24 hours a day. It's as fast as light. It's crazy.
And you shave off so much time from this because, you know, you meet a girl at a bar or whatever, and you say, hey, can I get your number?
Yeah.
You'd call her. Maybe you'd hang out a couple times. Now you just literally shave it down to you are just, this is what I'm interested in. This is what you're interested in. Okay, let's do this.
But the thing that sucks, that scares me, is that it's hooked up to your Facebook. Now, if I went in, say I wanted to go in and be on Tinder, right?
Yeah.
It's hooked into your Facebook. Do I have to create a fake book?
No,
Facebook.
You cannot make it connected to your. You can make it connected to your Facebook, but Facebook, you can't. If I'm on Facebook and I see you as my friend, it won't say Bobby Kelly's on Tinder.
But here's what's gonna happen though: if any of your wife's friends are on Tinder and they swipe by you, they're gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
But
that doesn't happen.
But if I do it on the show as for shits and giggles, and I say, "Ah, oh, they made it. We did this whole thing on Tinder today, and they made a fake Tinder for me just to see what it's like." And I'm
plus, you're on the road. She doesn't have friends in Toronto or Tacoma or. Buffalo? Yeah.
No, but I don't want to cheat on my wife.
Why not?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It's just research for the show.
Huh?
It's just research for the show.
No. Believe me, dude. I'm not going to fucking... Here's the thing. To cheat on your wife, for me to go and do this right now...
I hope she's sucking a dick right now.
That is fucking outrageous.
If you wonder, his wife hates him, my wife doesn't like him now. He wonders why he just fucking eliminates people out of his life.
I didn't like that.
He's a fucking animal. What are you gonna do?
Fuck, Puerto Rican pig.
Whatever. You fucking joked about it.
You are a pig.
Beatrice sucking, licking Troy Kwan's asshole.
Who did
at the top
that?
Of the hour.
Nobody did that.
You did.
I didn't do that.
We have it recorded
Deepu?
On today's show.
Deepu?
Playback.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't remember. Anytime Bobby's wrong, everyone just says they don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That was just funny.
I missed it.
Can you not announce it when he's funny?
That's what
every
he does
time?
Every time.
Well, that's probably every why time. You're not funny on the show. He doesn't allow you to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fucking.
That's what he did to Kelly.
I'm done. Okay, he treats you what?
That's right. That's what he did to Kelly.
That's right. Be I'm holding it down.
Lewis, every time Scoba does something funny, you have to point it out. It was funny the first time and unfunny the second time.
Yeah, I know. That's what you do to people. You fucking eliminate
their
funny.
No, you know what he does too? When someone slams him who's beneath him, he goes, "That was the first time you ever made me laugh. Good job on that one." So he shits on you for getting slammed.
Yeah, listen, it's called being a sociopath.
Oh, okay.
If you look it up, there's a big article. I'll send you the article.
This is his face.
It's literally his bio. It's literally everything he does.
He needs Adderall, actually. We found that really out in the Real Ass Podcast.
What do you mean?
I need Adderall.
He has attention deficit disorder.
That's what you need, more drugs in your life.
Now, when are you going to get this Adderall?
When Scopa brings me more.
Do you have Adderall?
I have a prescription, but I don't take it every day. I take it.
You need to get off it. You need to get on cocaine. You need to add something. All right. It wasn't that funny.
Adderall. Yeah,
I suck.
I don't want to fuck my life up.
You know what? Fuck you. All right? Which is serious
no,
fucking
I just,
shitty
I
tone.
I take it when I write or something. I need to concentrate.
You write it way more.
So.
Well, can I have one?
You
I
want
to try one. Yeah, I want to try one.
Okay.
Where, you have them on you now?
I don't have them right now.
Where are they?
Oh, no, I do have
one. I want one.
Ooh, give me one.
Give me one. No, don't give it to you.
What do you mean? Don't give it to Bobby.
Bobby, you're
a drug
addict.
In fucking 38 years.
I'm not giving it to him. No,
give it to me, though.
No, see? You don't need it because we're fucking fiending right now.
I'm not going to be part of this. You're fucking making jokes about your girlfriend. You're making jokes about his wife. You're doing drugs. Somebody made a Parkinson's joke about Scopo's dad.
That wasn't a joke. He really has Parkinson's.
Yeah, he's going to die.
Oh.
Thanks for that, Joe.
My joke was that I was the one that made the joke, you fucking numbskulls. Jesus. Oh, God.
All right, so
tough
Troy,
crowd today.
So, Troy, dude, I'll never do it on Sunday
show.
Again.
Sunday show.
What I had was
we're never doing great. It. You call me, no.
We're never doing it again on Sunday. I apologize for this show. But I had to. I'm you know, doing the show.
God, that sweatshirt stinks.
Which, I love my Tokyo
it
Fox.
It is terrible.
Why?
There's gang signs and weird Chinese writing.
It's Japanese writing. It says Japan on it, you fucking mook.
It's up the
and
sleeves? It's on the shoulders?
There's a lot of print on that.
It's Japanese. It's a Tokyo 5 hoodie. I love this hoodie. It's one of my favorite. I get many compliments on this hoodie.
It's a home hoodie.
It's a what?
A home hoodie.
What does that mean?
You wear it at home.
I know. I just set you up for it.
Oh, all right.
Lauren Hardy. I'm very interested in this Tinder thing. I would love to.
It's the greatest invention ever.
I would love to.
Guys.
Here's
really
what
people. Is he on
can
Tinder?
I say something? I would love to do this for me just to. Because I'm not at my best right now. Mm-mm. And I would just like to see
where you're at.
I would love to see, like, this thing he was talking about, Lewis. It's kind of interesting when you do. Let's fuck with it. Let's play the number. I want to just fucking eat your pussy. I just want my dick sucked. That's all I want. When my dick sucked, and that's it. And I don't want any fucking ties. And see how many women with a guy like me, or say, look, I'll play the long game, you know, be like, oh, I just want to hang out or whatever. And see, not that I want to hang out with these broads, but like kind of fuck with it a little bit and see how it is with a guy like you, dude. It's fucking unfair. It's almost unfair because it's literally just. You're good looking, they're good looking. Oh, wow, good looking people fucking sucking. Yeah, no shit.
It's like shooting pigs in a barrel.
But I mean, if you have a little bit of game, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it would be funny to see if a guy like me, if I put a full body photo of me with this hoodie on.
Don't, please don't do that.
And then.
But no pants. That hoodie, no pants.
You have to get a panoramic photo.
They just came out with a new app coming out very shortly. Two new apps that are amazing.
Onion rings. Thai chili wings.
That's why you're not funny. You got the laugh
you
on the onion
two.
Ring.
You said two apps.
All right, listen. Here's the deal. Yeah, but you got the laugh on the first one, dummy. One is, you know, they have Uber, the car will pick you up. They're going to have one for parking where you can say, look, there's no parking in New York. I have to do a spot. I need somebody to sit in my car for an hour or two.
Oh,
and just
wow.
And just
that's cool. Is there an app that
wait
shows
till someone
you
steals
spots?
Their car?
No, there's a huge background check. All these people go through. They'll you got to give them enough time and be like, all right, in a half hour, I need you in front of the Comedy Cellar. They'll come down for $5 or $10 an hour, whatever it is, and they'll sit in your car and they'll wait. And then when you come out, you pay them on the credit card, and then they fucking leave.
Do they look for spots?
Huh?
Do they look for parking spots?
They'll drive around and look for shit if they can. If not, they'll just sit in your car somewhere.
Wow.
And when you're ready, you call them and they pull up and they get the fuck out and they leave and you just jump in.
That sounds great, but it's not nearly as good as fried calamari.
And then the other app Where are you going?
Oh, to pee. So he's retiring from the comedy.
The other app is 360 photos. So now you'll be able to take a picture of something and just kind of spin it around it and then hit the button and it will take a photo that you'll be able to spin and see 360 degrees around it.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
I thought that already exists. Like they had a vibrating thing that, on the phone that turned the phone.
No, that was stupid. I mean, yeah, that was dumb, but that was kind of gimmicky and didn't work as well. This, you just put your hand around something. You know, you could put your hand around a chick's titty and spin around and see her whole fucking, like with that old broad, you could go around her vagina and we could see everything. With your asshole, we're able to see like all the nooks and crannies and the fucking different.
It's mainly crannies.
Yeah, I know. It's like a fucking, when you cut a tree open, it just goes dark to light. Back to dark again.
Just fucking domite scattering.
Domites?
Gomites.
Oh, gomites. But that's pretty fucking crazy, man.
Yeah,
I mean it's I just don't understand. I know I would do it because I'm a fucking creep.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it burns you out.
Does take you. Work too.
It takes Can a I lot see of yours work. Again? Can you open yeah. your? Why have you gotten anything off of it?
I went on a date with a boring chick and that was it.
Try to get a girl. Like it's brunch time. I'm sure there's some girls right now in the village. See if there's any girls that you can get.
She's
the
smoking hot.
So you like her.
Okay, where is she? I like this one too. I love a big nose on a girl. 20 and she's near us right now.
So now, if you want to see more pictures of her,
yeah,
just do this.
Okay.
Hit it. And
okay,
then
swipe. She's got a whale tattoo on the back
only
of her
two
neck.
Of them? Oh, she's a prostitute.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so two. Why is that?
Two photos are usually prostitutes for some reason.
Is that true, Quan?
True, Quan?
What's that? They're prostitutes on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll hit you,
I'll show you.
What the fuck is that?
How much does she cost?
So, like, they'll hit you up. They'll be like, hey, if you want to hang out, it's, you know, such and such money.
Well, they know that there's guys on there looking to hook up. So it's like they say $125 for an hour, and they say call it the girlfriend experience.
They must unmatch me. Yeah. If you don't respond back to them, they unmatch you.
Really? So she was like, fuck you. I don't want nothing to do with you, Scopo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this girl, we like her. Well, I like this girl. All right. Let's see. She's only got one photo. So she prostitute.
They put two or three.
Two. Usually two is for prostitutes.
Even this chick is ugly. I liked her. This chick is ugly. I'm just liking ugly chicks.
Yeah, that's the way to do
it. Oh, I'm going to like the girl from Walking Dead. I'm going to like her with the samurai sword.
Out of BC with long hair. What?
That was a fucking 15-year-old reference.
Your fucking face.
Oz?
Look at this one, Bobby.
You just did an Oz reference.
Yeah. Look at that one.
That's stupid. You liking her?
Yeah,
I like her. Oh, man. I like her. She's older, too.
23. Now,
can you? She's 20. She's not 23, dude. She's way older than 23. Give it to Troy Kwan. He's the expert. You're not the expert.
Why is Troy Kwan the expert?
Because he's way better looking than you. He's fucked more chicks than you. And he's,
I guarantee Troy Kwan's not fucked more chicks than me.
I guarantee he has.
I guarantee he's not.
I bet he's fucked more chicks and guys than you.
No, I guarantee he's not.
She can be 23.
Troy Kwan, how many girls have you fucked?
I don't know.
Thousands, right?
No.
Thousands? Come on.
How many have you fucked, Lewis?
40.
You're on camera, dummy.
See, I got a match already. I got a match already.
You got a match? Let me see the match.
The prostitute.
How do you know? Talk to her.
She's gonna hit me up and say, "Hey."
So what? Talk to her. Tell us what you say.
She's hitting a crack pipe in the photo.
Fucking talk to her.
They getting punched by a black dude.
They won't respond back. They'll only send you one message and then.
What's the message?
If you want to hook up for $75 roses for a half hour, $150.
It's not
roses.
Bad.
That's not bad. 75 roses?
Yeah, but I think that's that just gets them there. I bet you then they say if you want more, you have to.
And it's very dangerous, dude.
That's bait and switch. That's illegal.
No, it's not. Here's the thing. It's very dangerous to do that, too, because these broads, there's always a guy, some pimp or some dude in the other room.
Yep.
And you go there. And you're fucked. And now with these camera phones, when you get in there, they'll be on their phone or something. They'll be recording you, so they can blackmail you after this. Put it on the fucking internet, and you're fucked.
Yeah.
They can just put it out there. They have your Tinder name, whatever the fuck that is. Is that something close to what your Twitter is?
My first name.
Just first name. So they have no other information about you.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
They can't find you anywhere.
Unless you have mutual friends.
Yeah.
Ugh. So let's say like you and I are friends on Facebook, and I meet a girl, and she's friends with you as well.
Yeah,
it'll say that we're a mutual friend,
and then you can see me.
So then she could go to your Facebook and look up my name, and then find me.
That's fucked. That's a flaw.
But no, well that's well, no, that also
that's
helps.
Why you don't like bitches that you have mutual friends with.
Are they bitches?
Yeah. Gross.
But that will also help you sometimes as well, though.
Really?
Yeah, because it'll be like, oh, cool, this person's friends with this person,
shared,
and this person.
Shared friends, one friend right here, this girl.
Who's the friend?
You have a shared friend.
Yeah, one friend.
Really? Mm-hmm. She's got a dog, though. You can't date a chick with a dog.
Why not?
Because they're fucking, not that they're crazy, but she's got other response. She bought a dog because she was lonely, dude. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's lonely. You don't buy an animal because you're fucking lonely.
It's replacing your kid.
You're also on Tinder because you're lonely.
Yeah, her womb's is dead, or she wants something. She wants a child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Actually, no, I don't trust Lewis with my fucking
phone. Let me do it. I've never used Tinder. I'm married, too.
All right, we're going to do a couple ads real quick. Wait, we're just going to roll through this today. We're not going to take a break. We're just going
to
keep going.
To the right is yes. To the left is no.
You guys in the chat room, we're just going to keep rolling through it. If you guys got to take a piss, go ahead.
Hanky Chief says, if you can feign interest about Tinder, the whole episode he'll donate to the podcast. So
what does that mean?
If you can pretend you're interested in Tinder, the whole episode he'll donate.
This girl.
It's a joke.
I didn't get it, though. What's the joke?
It was sarcasm. They can't believe you're talking about Tinder this long.
I know. It's. But here's the thing. Oh, shit. I agree. But the fact that this guy is getting his asshole eaten and he's getting clothes given to him.
That's true, yeah.
It's pretty fucking amazing.
It's a special...
And it's from a phone. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That people from their pocket are just getting pussy and dick, and now you're
searching for pussy when I take a dump.
It's fucking, it's nuts, dude. It's just, it's crazy. It's nuts that you can just fucking find chicks all day long, every second of the day now with your phone. Look at every fucking asshole in the world is on their phone right now. Everybody in this room, just go to me.
Tindering.
Go look. You're not Tindering.
I am. I'm doing Scopo's Tinder.
Oh, all right.
Selective on
this. All right, check this out, listeners. I want to tell you something right now. The fucking 8 people on the podcast and the fucking 3,000 people listening live. Listeners are winning huge cash prizes every week at DraftKings.com, and you could get your piece of the $1 million by being awarded this weekend. I'm fucking trashed. They're giving away $1 million. It's fucking crazy. It's not this weekend. It's this weekend coming up. That's nuts. 1 week fantasy means no. Are you guys talking?
Sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Just push the mic away. Thing works. 1 week fantasy football means no season-long commitment. Play whenever you want. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. Pick your team in minutes, and you could be on your way to winning instant cash. Hurry up and get a free entry into the Sunday Millions event this weekend. That's this weekend, where $1 million in cash is up for grabs. Head to DraftKings.com now and enter code Kelly to play for free. That's free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Make sure you guys go to our website, Riotcast.com. Check out all the other podcasts on the network, and check out our Amazon link and they get Tweaked Audio, which is another sponsor of the show, which has amazing headphones for a very inexpensive price. Go to tweakedaudio.com right now. Use the code word dude and you get 33% off. So Christmas is coming. All these people who have you don't know what the fuck to get them. Get them a bunch of headphones. Get them a pair of headphones.
Santa.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's very inexpensive. They're great headphones. They're mic, non-mic, all kinds of colors and different varieties. And you get 33% off if you use the code word dude. And you get free shipping and a limited lifetime warranty. So make sure you go to tweakedaudio.com right now. Use the code word dude to get your instant savings. And Amazon link, you know the deal. I wish somebody would has to order shit off Amazon, like for an office supplies or something, and then you use our fucking our link off the site.
Well, just tell them to just set their background as that when they order stuff from Amazon. Just go through your website.
That's what I was just doing.
Okay, well.
Wasn't I just doing that? I think I was doing that. So anyways. Holy shit. All right, yeah, we're going to move on from that. I did really go on and on about that, but it just fascinates me, man. I can't believe it, you know. I wish when I was single I had this shit, you know. Back then it was instant messaging. Fuck.
Craigslist Casual Encounter, that was the...
Yeah,
that was a shit back in the
Craigslist. Don't even have anything on it anymore.
Yeah, it does.
No,
it does though.
I thought Backpage is the one you have to go to if you want to get massages or fucking trannies.
No,
or...
dude, you fucking. That's a Village Voice. You go to that one page now. They have one page left.
On what?
I've heard.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What? I mean, no. Where do you? I mean, back. I remember back in the day when I moved to the city, you had to go get the Village Voice. There was one other one too. I forget the name. Screw Magazine. I think there was
Mad
two
Magazine.
Of them. There was two of them, and you go to the back, and they had the ads for the chicks. That's how you went. That's how you found your massage parlors.
Trannies and normal massage would cut off halfway through the page, so you have to kind of really.
They would mix them, and we used to play it all the time. Guess the tranny, because it'd be like regular chick, and then tranny, and I would just cover up the shemale part of it. And back then they were real, like in New York especially. You had to take an ad out. That was you. You know, now you go to, you can just, there's all these fucking fake bullshit up there for massages or escorts or you don't know what the fuck you're getting.
They show up at your place?
You they could show up where you are. You usually went to where they were.
You went to their apartment?
Yeah, fucking hookers. I used to go to massage parlor. Yeah, all that shit.
Girlfriend experience.
You'd have to go to the Village Voice. They had them all over the place. Right. Get the magazine, go in the back, and you just sit there. And you'd fucking go to a payphone, and you'd call them up. Or you know, back then they had cell phones, but they were, you know, still kind of shitty. And you'd call them up.
My brother has one now where it's online, and you go and select the girl you want. But yeah. you have a profile too. So if anyone wrote some bad shit about you,
yeah,
they won't accept you. So you can go back and select them online, and then you go.
Did they have that about the girls?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can see if they suck.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like a Yelp for whores.
Yeah, exactly how it is.
They should have that.
Yeah,
that should be.
Which, by the way, I think prostitution should just be legal. Who gives a fuck what you do with your body? Why, you know, why would you tell a woman she can't sell her body? Or
yeah, I always say the same thing. I think that prostitution should be a women's right issue.
Yeah, it really is.
What? Why isn't it legal? What? Because it was legal for a long time.
Because the fucking big wig bureaucrats, man.
The mafia, you know, just you know, took control of it, and they were just taking girls out, selling them, getting them drugged up. And that's what the reason why they don't do it anymore.
Whoa, Scopo had no idea what the fuck he was talking about.
No, I just fucked up
just
on that
fucking
one.
Fucking started talking. The mafia,
yeah, but
bro.
Can I tell you what threw him though? We all were listening.
Yeah, I know.
He literally said like, something. Fuck. We all went, "Wow, what is it?" Go. It was your.
That's
it was
true.
Your
that's the real
time of the
why.
Spotlight, and you fucking failed.
Bro, the fucker,
well,
the mafia.
Career.
They fucking bought all these hookers out. They fucking paid them. That's the reason.
You know what happened? What happened? The hookers sucked dick in the mob. Okay. I mean, it was when I know prostitution in Rhode Island was legal up until 5 years ago. There was like a loophole mm-hmm. where it was okay to
you
do it.
You had to pay extra for that hole, though.
I liked it, but it just the fucking chip joke. yeah, it was legal. Like it was a loophole in the laws in Rhode Island where they had all these brothels, fucking crazy brothels. The hotel I stayed in. Last time I was there, I think it was called the Drake. It's a boutique hotel. It's
love the Drake.
Really cool hotel. Was a fucking brothel back in the day. And I was like, oh, could you imagine? Like I'm going through, they had like a club downstairs, a bar, and then upstairs was the brothel. How fucking great would
Sounds
that be
great.
To go into a fucking nice place they had of a bar, maybe a little food.
A piano?
And then,
a
I don't know. Yeah,
playing.
Sure. Add a fucking piano, mm-hmm. And then you can go upstairs and there's fucking you know whores like yeah. Real like nice looking broads who do this for a fucking living. It's safe. There's a like in Brazil they had you know.
Well, in Vegas they have that.
That's not in Vegas.
Yeah, I was in Germany too. Berlin. They're brothels.
Yeah, in Amsterdam,
Thailand.
Well, Amsterdam's not brothels. Amsterdam's windows, and it's very Amsterdam is not as fucking great as people
say.
Well,
no. There's also like. brothel-y type stuff in Amsterdam. That's just when you walk. Look, when you walk downtown in the red light district, that's the way that's set up. But you could also go to like a fucking mansion and they'll bring out like high-end whores. Not everybody is fucking.
Yeah, but that's not
whore.
What I'm talking. Yeah, but the window. Look, there's when you go to Brazil, they have a place. It's like a discotheque, and you go in and you get into a robe and flip flops, and you go upstairs.
Pick out which little boy you want.
Well, you go upstairs.
That's Thailand.
You go upstairs and you sit around and you hang out and there's music and there's a bunch of chicks and then the chicks, that's their job. And they walk up. They don't have any fucking weird things about it. They look at you, hey, and they talk. And then you go up to their room and it's already preset. There's no negotiation. It is what it is.
And you fucking pay Tinder. You're describing
no,
Tinder.
No, you don't pay up front. You get a number on your wrist and you're 37. I'm 34.
You're thinking of the Holocaust.
And... when you leave, they take your band back, 37, and they go, okay, you got three girls, and you got a beer and some chicken knuckles, and you pay. Hmm. You know
what
I mean?
There's a place in Bangkok called Four Floors of Whores, and it's like a mall. I've never been, but my buddy has been. Mm-hmm. It's like a shopping mall. It's like a nice place.
There's a documentary on something like that in Bangkok. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
And it's
like
Four Floors of Whores.
Yeah, why the fuck doesn't New York have that? Why can't you, like, for guys who... don't want to deal with it or are lonely or sad or don't get any pussy anymore, well, you could just go and the chick will fucking bop
it's
you.
It's pretty out there. It's pretty, I mean, it's
you
not,
think?
It's, you can't walk into a store like you can in other places, but if you want to find it, it's pretty easy to find in New York
City.
Yeah,
but it's not legal. The fact that you could be arrested. Yes. The fact that you're literally creating criminals. You're creating a John. You're creating a prostitute over what we're deciding to do with our bodies because I'm not pretending that we're going to go to dinner or a movie and all the other bullshit. We just cut the bullshit. Take this money that we would have spent on the date.
Yeah.
Fuck me. You get the money. I get off. Everybody's happy.
And you don't have to worry about being fucking...
I think that's the answer, by the way. It creates a black market. It creates more jobs.
It's like
jobs.
Weed. It's like fucking weed. But it's like weed. It's like if you legalize weed, you're not going to have a bunch of cartels in Mexico murdering people because we got it. We're growing it. We don't fucking need you anymore. It's not all this fucking dark, weird shit to get a bag of weed.
Guys, go check
out. And you're not sending hundreds of thousands of African Americans to jail, and then they come out hardened criminals when they weren't actually
criminals.
They were just
their kids are growing
weed.
Up without a parent, and then they become criminals. I'll tell you right now,
and
guys, go check out.
You could go stand outside of college and arrest all these white kids.
Go
for
check
smoking
out
weed.
Dave Smith on the brand new web series that I've been producing and directing. True story. He has an episode on the war on drugs, which he makes all of these points, and he says the war on drugs is the new slavery in America. And
can you do me a favor? Can you just have water on hand? Because his mouth gets dry halfway through, and I get thirsty.
Yeah.
Okay. no, it is.
It's not new. It's going on for 40 years here.
Imagine if we could go after this and just go to a place, and it doesn't have to be crazy expensive, right? It's kind of a set price, $100, $120, or whatever, $150, and you can tip if you want to. You know what I mean? You can negotiate, and you go in, you pick the girl, and you go in and you do what you want to do based on the prices. There used to be an amazing place. It was one of the first places I took Burr to, like the first place he's ever been to.
Larry Bird?
No.
Aaron Berg?
So it was called Old English Health Club in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
It was amazing. You walk in, you go down the stairs, and there was girls everywhere, of all fucking white girls, Spanish girls, black girls, Asian girls. It was everybody. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And
I think I know what you mean.
And you could go in, you give the girl
Indian girls?
You give the girl your receipt. No, are you crazy?
Deepu's right there.
I know, that's why.
Are you Indian?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
look at his forearms. Is he Indian?
I have no problem with our women being prostitutes.
I can't see.
I do.
this is my impression of an Indian. Right, guys? Huh?
So we... Right?
Just kidding, my roommate's Indian.
You go in and you give him a receipt. I want you. Here's my receipt. And she goes, okay, I'll be back in a couple minutes. She goes and does what... She brings you to her room. You go and she gives you a nice rub, and then you discuss... You know,
and you could have sex.
You could fuck them. You could get head. You could eat her pussy. You could do whatever the fuck you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. And she's cool with it.
You negotiate it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. She was telling me that one guy only comes. He loves to get fucked in the ass with a dildo.
Oh.
And like I saw the girl. She knocked on my door and was like, "Do you have any baby wipes or something?" And like she was laughing, and I was like, "What are you laughing about? This guy, he brings his own dildo, and she has to wash it off before she uses it."
His name is Dan Soder.
It was, but you know, those places are gone now because of the internet.
Yeah.
Because of this, it's gone. You don't need to go to a place anymore. You can. I'll just do it myself on the internet. It makes it harder and scarier and more darker and fucked up. I wish there was a place.
You can still go to get jerked off. At there's still massage parlors.
Look, I jerking off is one thing, but being able to go and I remember I would have intimate moments with hookers. I mean, that sounds weird, but sometimes you want that. You're a lonely fucking guy.
Yeah.
And I remember around the corner they had a place. It was awesome. Right above the next to the Fat Black Pussycat, upstairs was a whorehouse.
Ooh.
And it was awesome. You go up there, you pick the girl, and you go in the back. I remember I made love to this chick one night, and she was cool with it. I paid her a little more, and she was just a little slower and a little softer.
She was a little slow?
And yeah, she was definitely slow.
How did these places get away with it back then?
I don't know. Dude,
and how do you find out about it?
You'd have to go to the Village Voice. You'd have to hunt them down. And other people would tell you, like other motherfuckers like you would tell you.
Yeah, comics are creeps, dude. Right next to Santa New York, there was a rub and tug.
Yeah, but it wasn't a rub and tug. I remember there was a place on the Upper East Side that I went to with a couple guys, and you had to go in and hold a newspaper over your face. Because there was no wall. So in the lobby, you had to hold a newspaper.
Just for unattractive guys?
If you took the newspaper down, they'd yell at you, like, because they didn't want you knowing who the guy next to you was. And you'd sit there, and then they'd go, you'd give him a name, of course, of Rob. And you go, Rob, and you'd go up to the thing, and you'd put your paper down. They go, okay, go to the hallway. And you go to the hallway, and they'd parade out whatever girls were on that night. And then anybody went from 4 to, you know, 10 girls. And then you just go, oh, shit, that one. And you go, great. That's Kathy.
Is
and
there you, creepy to you though? Because you know that chick was. Because you always pick the hottest chick.
You don't know. I didn't though.
You got to pick like, for that reason. You
well, one time I remember I went to San Francisco one time, a long time ago, and it was an all Asian place except for this one smoking Barbie doll white chick. Yeah. And she was at the way end. So I literally was all these Asian girls. They opened up a fucking big wooden dragon door. It was crazy. I heard a gong. It was like the fucking like a Bruce Lee movie. And then I just looked at all these Asian girls, and the last girl was a smoking Barbie blonde. And I went, "You," and you're a. They just They just walked away, all fucking pissed. Yeah, because you know she always gets picked.
Yeah, but doesn't that kind of bug you? Like she's the most used. Like you got to pick like, the third or the fourth hottest. So
all used, man.
Nah, they're all used. And you know what? Here's the deal. I like a chick with a fucking weird, goofy. I like a regular chick. When I used to fuck around like that, I used to go, even when I was paying for it, I'd like the girl that I could probably get in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because her self-esteem was equal to mine. So we could be on the same level. And the fantasy that she kind of is into me, which she wasn't, I could play out more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I just wish it was right now we could just all go. You know, and I could splurge instead of dinner. I could just get you guys all blowjobs.
Great.
Wait, are you buying us dinner?
No.
That's what you just implied?
No. I mean, if.
Luis, let's eat here. I'm starving, dude.
I got to go meet the baby.
Have the baby.
You don't
come
meet
here.
The baby. You're going to see the baby. You already know the baby.
What? How did Dave take a cab with the baby?
No, don't do that.
I'm starving.
We'll take a cab over there.
All right, you pay.
so, anyways. So I would like some shirts if you can get them.
I'll see what I can do.
take some ass eating for me. She'd have to eat your ass and suck your dick.
I'd
like a jacket and sneakers. How's
what
that?
What kind of shirts are these?
Oh, like nice shirt. Yeah,
really I don't
nice.
Want any shirts then. Yeah. I don't. If it's that shirt, I don't want those.
Got some sneakers?
I want sneakers. Can you get me sneakers?
Sneakers? I'll take sneakers.
No, you're not taking nothing. Get them on your show.
Why?
Because you can't hand
bone. Will you make me a spinny thing and then will you get me sneakers, Drake one?
I can do that.
See? Yes.
I got a nice Supreme jacket. I don't know if you saw my jacket.
I love that coat. Yeah. Can I get one of those?
I'll see what I can do.
They don't have it in your size, Bobby.
Your size is it's hard because they don't have the double XL sizes.
You don't know that, though.
I'll see. I'll look into it.
Yeah, you'll look
into it. Are we all pretending that Bobby can fit into double XL?
You're such an asshole.
What type of friend would I be if I lie to you first?
I don't know. Maybe a nice one. Not hurt me
so
much.
You know, not calling somebody fat does not necessarily mean you're lying. You could just not be saying, hey, you're fat. You could just be like...
Fine, Joe. You're...
Thanks, buddy.
Do you want to go to Donut then?
Dude, I want to. What I want to do, I think this is the last podcast I'm ever going to do.
Why?
I think this is it. I think, I think we killed
it. It's the last Sunday show.
It's the last.
No more Sunday show.
No more.
I'm enough of this deep pooing ourselves. I've had some good lines here. What is this? I've had some pearls. Lewis has had some.
I've had a couple, yeah.
The ass eating stuff was all great.
It is
you
a good
stink.
Show.
You're stinking.
You have Scopo energy, dude.
I'm very tired. You know this whole fucking TV thing? It's a lot of work.
Oh, I blame the sweatshirt. Here's a dumb shirt.
Here's the thing that I didn't in my head. I'm so happy. Thank you, God. Awesome, right? But you have to fucking... There's a lot of work, man. Like, and on top of that, when you shoot a TV show, which you... nobody in this room knows, but...
It could be a boom operator, Scopo. He looks like a good
manual
labor guy.
Not only am I doing that, I'm also having to learn, like, drum tracks, which... So there's no really time... Like I have to go home, learn lines for the next day, and I also have to learn some type of drum thing, which is hard for me because I'm not a fucking drummer, so I have to kind of learn this...
You're a bummer.
...this beat, and then you go and you do it, and these long days, and I love it. It's awesome. But then, you know, Saturday... You know, I had to do all this yard. Like, I have a house now, so like it kind of hit me. Like, oh shit, I have to do yard work, and I have to put some shit away, and I had to clean the gutters, and it was all this. I took a nap on my roof yesterday because, you know, I can't. Like, I had to do this shit, and then when I come down, if I wasn't doing the gutters, my wife would be like, all right, let's go do something with the kid.
Now you gotta get the roof redone.
So it's I'm
Sunday
fucking
show.
I had to wake up this morning. I had to wake up and fucking we had to go out and we had to do a bunch of shit, and I had, you know, we went to lunch and I got back to the fucking thing. I had to do drum practice and then I had to come here. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm tired. I'm fucking really tired. But I'm grateful. It's awesome. And
yeah, you sound real grateful.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm fucking sucking today. You know what? Fuck you, man.
You're great
today. Why don't you
pick
the slack up?
I'm picking up the slack. That was a good one.
I talked about fucking the fucking Tinder for an hour because none of you had nothing else.
You had to have the roof redone? I don't have better jokes than that. What about the Scopo been funny twice on the show? That was big.
I tried to talk about fucking his relationship. He brought it up, which I was very interested in.
He pulled the chick move.
I know. It was a
fucking... He brings it up and goes, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it was
stupid. You brought it up,
no,
jerk.
Because my girlfriend will be mad at me and leave me fast.
She does not listen to this.
Yes, she does. She listens to everything.
She does not listen to this.
To look for things that I say.
Well, you shouldn't have brought it up then.
So she's listening now. Leave. You're doing the right thing. Run, actually. Run away. Grun.
Beatrice,
run.
I love you and I love your baby, and I'm so on your dumb boyfriend.
Yesterday, Lewis asked me to help him move downtown.
Yeah.
So I get there and I pack his car up, and he's like, all right, I'm going to go to Stand Up New York. Just bring B downtown.
Yeah.
And so I had to move. B and the baby.
But who brings the boxes up?
Me.
You didn't have to. But you could have sat in the car.
What am I going to fucking literally have B move all the boxes into the apartment?
And she offered you money.
And I said no.
I know, which was very nice of you.
What am I going to... So you should have told
me
that.
You should have taken the money. But here's the thing. That's on you.
Why would I take the money?
Because here's the thing. It only...
It's not on him.
Yeah, it is.
It's not on him.
I told her to give him money.
It's on you.
I said give him money. So then he's not doing us a favor. He's our employee, which I like. Much rather an employee.
Employee of you, I'd kill myself.
Now I'm indebted to Scopo, and I don't like that.
Yeah, but it's not that, Lou. It's that, you know, you make it a thing with you and him. You guys are helping each other out.
I never help him out.
Lou, what the fuck? You can't you can't do that.
Lewis doesn't have the ability to help anybody.
Why? Yeah, he does.
To do what? Not be on this podcast.
Not be a fucking douchebag.
That's true.
But did you know that was going to happen?
No, I thought we were bringing both of them down.
So you guys were doing something together.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you were going to help him,
and then I was going
to do something as a friend, and then you were going to just bail.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please.
I didn't even know.
You don't like him as a friend?
No, Beatrice, I didn't even know his first name for the first 2 years I knew him. I swear to God. He was just that dude who worked the door Broadway.
Yeah. Okay.
So I didn't know how much shit Beatrice was bringing downtown until I started packing it in the car.
Yeah, you did say you had a lot of
I gotta back him up on this. I mean, here's the thing, because my wife has done this to me. When we moved out of the city, I planned this shit the fuck out. And women always have extra things.
Dude, it was crazy.
Oh yeah. Also, this stuff. It's like, are you out of your... Me and Don almost got into a fucking... a relationship-ending fight when we moved from 520 to fucking 420 47th Street because I planned the shit the fuck out. And I had people come over, like guys, like movers come. And then I come upstairs. All right, let's go. She's like, oh, we got to get this stuff. And I was like, are you fucking nuts? There was like a pile. I go, that's seven trips. We have a Honda Civic. I go, that's seven. And I fucking left. I fucking left. I left. I called my therapist. I was nuts, dude. So I got to kind of back him up on that.
Yeah, and and you know that because I started packing the car. We didn't even have enough room for everything in the car.
Yeah.
I just thought we were taking some things
downtown. But you should have. Listen, what did you do? What did you have to go do?
I didn't remember.
What'd you have?
It was just some bags of clothes and
no,
shit.
No, what did you have to go do?
Spots.
Yeah, you're stupid. Your spots don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. They do nothing for your career.
What are you talking about? Yeah, they do. They pay me.
How much?
It was fucking stand-up New York, $75.
It was a Saturday night?
Yeah, Friday night.
Oh, that's a different story. Saturday night. That's a different story. If it was a fucking $20 spot.
Oh, if it was a $20 spot, it's a different
story.
Yeah,
you're leaving them hanging for that. But yeah, if you're doing spots to make rent, yeah, you got
to
do it.
And by the way, it wasn't, here's the thing. It was supposed to be him driving her down with some bags and shit and her bringing it up and that, just him driving.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be him bringing stuff up. She manipulated him.
So what you're really mad at is his fucking chick. Yeah.
It's fucking her. She manipulated him because then she sits there. She was like, oh, Scopo, that's really nice of you. And she told me, she was like, oh, he brought everything up. He was so nice. I was like, you really made him bring up everything. She's like, well, the baby was sleeping.
Why didn't I? Yeah, I felt bad. I didn't want her to go
give
back
him money.
And
she's like, he wouldn't take it. I was like, well, now I'm indebted.
How
to
much
Scopo.
Money?
What'd you offer you? Like $20?
I was like, no, don't even worry about it. And I left.
You know what? He really doesn't take anything. He doesn't take, if you offer him anything.
No, he's, but look.
I try to pay him every week for coffee. I got to fucking force. I go, the money, how much do you owe you for coffee? Don't worry about it. It's like, dude, fucking take the money. Yeah. It's $10.
Yeah, but he kind of owes you for like everything.
He doesn't owe me shit.
Yeah, I kind of do.
No, you don't. I got my team now, and I got a good team. I got Deepu, the fucking R2 Deepu, and I got Scopo, the producer. We're splitting profits now, too, right?
Together, they have one third.
Yeah, what's a third of a zero again?
Oh, all right, I'll remember that when the check comes in. How's that?
Deepu,
when the check comes
don't
in.
Don't rattle the boat, okay. Deepu. Geez.
How's that?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. I shouldn't have said that. My bad.
Is Kelly coming back?
I'll fucking keep him down. You just keep pushing those buttons, you cocksucker. No, Kelly's not. Who? Kelly Festuga?
Yeah. She's coming back?
She's not coming back, brother. You liked her, didn't you?
I thought she was all right.
Did you fuck her?
No, I did not.
Listen to me.
Swear to God.
She's gone.
Forever?
Is she in the chat room?
No, she's not.
No, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Then.
Did you bang her?
Never.
Did you want to?
You know, there was days where I was like, oh, I probably would. And there's days I was like, no, I would not.
Really?
Yeah.
Lewis, did you ever fuck around with her?
No.
That was a good answer.
I swear to God.
I know. You were with B the whole time. Chris Scopo?
No. Soder fucked her.
What?
Huh?
He's not here. He didn't fuck her.
God.
She fucked everybody.
No, she didn't.
She sucked a lot.
No, she
did.
When she was leaving, she admitted to that.
Dude, can we start naming all the guys she's not on the show?
She hooked up with a bunch of cops.
I don't know anybody.
I don't know.
Tell me off air.
I know one person. Hold up. How many fingers?
What?
How many fingers?
How many is his dick?
Wow, boy, this is inappropriate. If every female fan is listening to the show for the last time, this
whatever,
episode.
Whatever, fuck you, bitches. No, we don't want you here anyway.
No, don't listen. Lewis, go to the camera to me.
Whiz.
We do want you here. No girls will do this fucking show.
Gee whiz.
Because the savage statements
whatever.
Like that.
Women aren't funny anyway. Get the fuck out.
You're an asshole. That's not true. Amy Schumer's hilarious.
Amy Schumer's one of the
Rachel Feinstein's fucking hilarious.
Adrian Appalucci.
I was like carried away.
Bananas.
No, yeah, there's a lot of funny fucking women now.
Kidding, dude.
No, we should get on the show.
Who?
Heather Graves.
Who's that?
The super fan.
Heather Graves. She lives in Boston. Yeah. She wouldn't come on though.
No?
No, she's very shy. Even when she comes to the show, she's very shy.
Yeah, she's a very nice lady.
Yeah, she's super nice to the show. She's amazing to the show. But she doesn't I'm like, come here. She's like, I'm okay, I'm good. And she's not like weird about it. She's just like, oh, look, I'm good. I like the show. I like supporting you guys, but you don't need to anything extra for me. She's really cool.
I feel like we do need a female voice on the show. I'm going to be honest.
I would love a female voice on the show. I think you're right. I would love a strong... But you got to...
What's her name? Sharon.
Yeah, but... I like her, but she can't. She can only do it on fucking Tuesdays at 6:15. And, you know, I'd like a strong female on the show, but, you know, I don't know who the fuck. I try to get them, but no girl
Yamanika,
wants. No girl wants to do this fucking show. Right, Scopo?
I had booked a girl, and then she canceled last minute. So.
Who was that?
Like, okay, she was sick. She was sick.
Kate who?
Wolf.
Yeah. So.
Kate Wolf canceled? She's hot. She's a hot mom.
Who's Kate Wolf?
She's a hot mom.
Oh, the girl, yeah.
Yeah.
The Wolf.
I agree. We needed a girl in this conversation. It would have made it fucking... You have to have the girl perspective on this, even with hookers.
I think I will tell you, dude, I think we need a female, just in general.
Stop saying we. You're here once in a while.
I don't like how I've been rolled back to only a once every 3 week guest.
Yeah, Wilson Vince fucking tooked over, man.
Tooked?
Tooked. That's how he says it. Tooked. Yeah. Whoa, we took. Dude, you couldn't make it fucking 3 weeks in a row.
Me?
Yeah, I was doing them at night.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's Scopo, what Scopo said. You couldn't make it. You had spots.
Scopo,
shit.
I fucking smack you.
Dude, he said you had spots. You had to host, and you can't make it.
Scopo.
3 weeks in a row.
Scopo, 3 weeks in a row, I couldn't make it?
I don't remember anything.
It's three weeks.
I don't remember
anything. This is fucking crazy.
What are you talking about?
I appreciate the invite.
Joe, you weren't
Joe, anytime
either.
You want.
Yeah,
though,
but I was invited. But Monday night, I work at night. I'm a comedian.
Yeah, that was the same thing with you. You were working.
No, he was here. He was here last Monday.
Yeah, last Monday you were here because you couldn't. You were fine. And Will was out of town. All right, we're going to end the show. Fuck this.
What? It's early.
It's not early. It's a fucking hour and a half. All right, what do you want to talk about then? Go.
I have to piss so bad. And I want to eat downstairs.
Ebola.
So two things you want me to, you know, I'm going to end the show, which would be good for your two things, and peeing and eating, and you say what?
I'm very lonely, Bob.
Troy.
Let's get Sarah on the show.
Who's Sarah?
Sarah's been on the show.
His girlfriend.
She's great.
Oh, I love Sarah. Slut.
Lewis, you're so insensitive and
it's ridiculous.
Inappropriate.
It's really, unbelievable.
Yeah. I hope your girlfriend and your baby leave you.
I hope that too.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to hope that. That's inevitable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely going to happen. Hey, Lewis is just going to be an old guy. I can't wait. He's going to be just an old guy.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to get fat when they leave?
Oh, dude, he'll be fat. What is it, this year? He'll keep it for this year. Things will kind of go a little south after they leave. He'll keep it, and he'll probably meet some chick, some tattooed chick who's kind of into gomite type bitch.
Yeah,
I love it.
A lot of piercings.
Yeah, some type of accent. I love you. I love gomite. You're so edgy. Fucking Bobby always tries to keep you there.
Right, yeah.
And then she's gonna get fat with her. We should just stay in.
I think Lewis is done being fat. I think he's gonna be ripped for life.
You're out of your mind.
Thank you very much, Joe.
You don't listen. The reason why he didn't cure the psychological problem. What he did is he did it. He got skinny. He willed himself to do it. He didn't cure up here and in here.
Familiar.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course I do.
Yeah. I know because I haven't done it.
I know that too.
These are the underlying causes.
Bobby, you have to know that I'm smarter than everybody in here. Troy, I don't know you too well. You seem very wise. You're not smarter than Troy. I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
I'm talking about you too, particularly. And obviously Scopo. Deepu, I don't know too well, but he's Indian. So
He's smarter than you in like two things.
Technology world.
Yeah, technology.
Yeah, I don't know anything about technology.
And math.
But I know that. You guys are dumb. Don't get me wrong. I also
Hank, what
am
are you
dumb.
Laughing at?
It's a good joke.
Oh.
Thanks, Deepu.
You got it.
He loves you. Love Joe List.
I feel like Joe really gets me because he's got an Indian roommate.
Yeah, I have an Indian roommate.
Dude, I have a fucking Indian neighbor.
Do you?
No, I have an Indian roommate.
Fucking move to
he's
that
middle
neighborhood.
Aged. He hates pants.
Troy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Are you taking that sweatshirt off?
No, I'm trying to itch my fat elbow and I can't reach it. My fucking tattoo's not on my arm anymore. It's like on the back of my arm because I'm so fat.
When'd you get your tattoos?
What the fuck? Are we on Tinder?
Yeah.
Someone in chat says your sweatshirt makes them feel like they want to eat egg rolls.
Yeah. I wish my sweatshirt made you want to write better jokes. That wasn't that funny, right?
Yeah.
I had a pet of egg rolls. Let's punch up that joke for him. Your sweatshirt makes me hungry. Maybe.
It's a little tighter. That's good.
A little tighter,
that
right?
That sweatshirt makes you accentuate your egg rolls.
There it is, the fucking hair. Show list.
I should have said leg rolls.
The sniper.
Leg rolls.
Rewrite that, put it in, and then read it when he puts it back up.
Yep.
He put it in.
Have you ever been fat, Troy?
I went through a fat period, yeah.
When?
No.
When I was about 21.
Do you have photos?
I do. I was actually...
I was my band. I was not actually in the porno, but I was in a porno with my band.
Really?
That's where my fattest.
Is it on the internet? Can we see it?
I don't know. Remember Shane? Do you remember Shane? She did a
Shane's World.
Shane's World.
Yeah.
I was there. Was like a backstage sluts video or something. Yeah. Okay. My band was in.
Really?
Yeah.
What band were you in?
I was in this rap group from Philly.
I think we talked about
that. And you, did you rap or were you playing instruments?
Yeah, I was a rapper.
That's fuck. Could you freestyle right now?
No, because I would write raps out.
Really?
I wasn't like a real. I mean, those guys that
you can't freestyle.
Nah, not really.
You ever try?
I mean, I haven't even done any sort of rap in like
really
12 years. Yeah. All right. But yeah, I went through. I just went through a fat period, and then I went to. Do you remember? What were those called? Those pills that you could get GNC? No.
Oh.
Those pills you can get from GNC that had ephedra in them?
Yeah.
Diet Fuel? Rip Fuel? Do you remember
those?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you take like a couple of those when you had the ephedra, and you would drop weight like nothing.
Yeah, I remember those. I used to take them all the time.
You do that before you go away?
Yeah, Stacker 2s. Remember Stacker 2s?
I snorted a Stacker 2 on a bus one time.
Why?
And I was sick for 2 days straight.
Why did you have... Why would you snort it? Is that instinctual?
I'm a real ass dude.
That is some real shit.
If I saw a fucking asshole snorting a Stacker 2, I would fucking kick him. I just think you're an idiot.
Well, that's what Scopo told me to do. He gave me a fucking Adderall. He's like, dude, you gotta snort it.
No,
like,
no.
Twice the Adderall.
No,
what are you doing?
This
what
is
are you
what
doing?
Happened. This is what happened. He goes, I wish I had the Adderall for 2 nights. So I was like, all right, just break it up and snort it. You'll have both for you.
Hold on. He said, high. No. He said, that's what he said.
No, no. I told him to do that.
Please stop saying no.
All right. Yes. I told him, I was like, break it up and you have it both nights. And he goes, no, I don't want to snort it.
If you say no again, I'm fucking throwing my iPhone 6 at you.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He said, break it up and snort it. Yeah, but
you can't snort the blue ones because they have that stuff in them that fucks you up.
No, it wasn't blue. You got it from somebody else.
If you have the blue ones, they put stuff in it so you can't snort it.
Why?
It just when it gets in your sinuses, it fucks
you up. I don't
like
snorting shit. That's crazy.
But that's why I did it though. He said I wanted 2 nights, not one. So I said,
why can't you just lick the first one and lick the second night? Crush it up or cut it in half.
Well, it's gonna hit you harder if you snort it.
It hits you harder.
Yeah.
What about your ass? Isn't if you put it in your asshole? I think.
What?
I have a buddy who did that with ecstasy. They call it roofing it. Yeah, dude, and he was so mad. We all took ecstasy, and in a half an hour started working. We're all fucking tripping on E. And then his wasn't working, so he was furious. And then about 90 minutes in, he just started screaming in pain because it finally broke through the medicine, broke through the thing. And then for about 5 minutes, he ran around screaming with a burning asshole.
Oh, wow.
And then he just fucking sat down, and he had the best trip ever. And we were all jealous that we didn't put the ecstasy up our assholes.
That sounds great.
Is that Louis C.K., Joe? Was that the enema in his ass?
I don't remember.
And he talks about that, how it just gets him so high so quickly.
Yeah, they would do that.
You go to gay clubs back in the day. Yeah. They used to find enemas in the floors of the bathroom because they would take the ecstasy, and they would put it up their ass with an enema.
Wow.
Isn't an... like a little silver bullet?
An enema?
What do you mean an enema?
Like it's like an injector thing.
Yeah.
It's to put medicine in your asshole.
An enema is not an injector thing.
Isn't it like
it's like a turkey baster.
Yeah, I was going to say like a turkey baster.
Yeah.
Like a douche for your asshole.
Yeah.
No, I believe an enema is attached to a bag.
You're thinking of M&Ms.
No.
Yeah. Candies.
An enema has a water bag on it, and you fill that with warm water. You put the hose.
There's medicine sometimes.
You have to lie on the ground. You have to put, the bag has to be over your head for the.
But it's like I paid an extra $200 for this once.
For the gravity to give you, you put the thing in your asshole. You push the clicker.
The tube is the enema thing. The tube that you use.
Yeah,
is
but
what
you
they
need.
Use to inject
but you
the
need,
medicine.
But it doesn't eject. It doesn't have a syringe on it. You have to put water in a bag. There has to be a bag attached.
Whatever
to it.
Whatever they use, they used to fucking. I've never.
Yeah,
been
I got.
To
it, I got it right here. I got it right here. Enema. Or clyster? Oh, it's a tube. It's like a turkey baster.
Yeah, see, dude.
Oh, you mean okay. All right, so it has something on the end of it. I've never seen them like
it's
that.
It's a fluid injected into the lower bowel by the way of rectum.
Ugh.
Sounds hot.
You put some in your asshole?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't put anything in your asshole.
No.
You've never had a girl's finger in your asshole?
No, I mean, yeah, sexually, yes, but I wouldn't put
drugs.
I would not put drugs in my asshole to get high. I would never put drugs in my pee hole, my asshole, my eyeball. I would snort them or eat them.
I would probably try it
in your asshole.
I would probably try
it. If I was with his friend and he said, "Look, I just shoved it up my ass. I'm fucking rolling my goddamn face
off." It's crazy.
I'd probably go, "You know what? I'll sweat it out for 5 minutes."
Now,
what's the scenario? His girl come and eat it out of his asshole.
Yeah, what is that called? If you put an XTC in your asshole and she eats it from your asshole and you both get high.
I don't know.
Good time.
It's called Tuesday, motherfucker. Tuesday in Troy Quant's house.
I don't fuck with ecstasy anymore, though. I don't fuck with anything.
What did ecstasy? I never fucked with it. I quit.
I did a lot of ecstasy.
I've never done Molly. Everyone tells me Molly's
worth it. I did ecstasy for like a 2-year period, 3-year period, yeah. Right after college, and then I just stopped doing it.
What is it?
It's Molly is the pure form of heroin.
It's MDMA.
Yeah.
And it releases the serotonin in your body in like a huge, like, so what makes you feel good, it releases it in a huge dose. So when you're with somebody, you're like, I fucking love you.
Yeah, whatever you do, it's like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And the feelings are just amazing.
Yeah. But then when you come down, the come down is so hard.
Molly isn't as bad, but on ecstasy, the come down's really hard.
Bobby, you should give everybody that buys your album an ecstasy pill.
Yeah, but the come down is going to be terrible.
Well, no, the Molly, what they did, the new Molly, it's pure form of heroin, so the come down is not bad at all.
Really?
But the ecstasy, the come downs are horrible.
So Molly is not ecstasy.
Molly is the pure form.
MDMA.
Pure
MDMA.
It's a pure form.
Because the ecstasy is all
ecstasy
shit thrown
ecstasy
in.
Ecstasy is cut with like uppers, downers,
what the
heroin,
fuck is?
Coke,
oh,
whatever.
Is that tattoo?
Yeah, yeah.
That you and Jay both have the same tattoo.
Well, we have almost the same tattoo.
It's the gayest thing.
You have homos the same tattoo. Nailed them, huh? Guys?
Good. I'll write it down.
Go ahead.
Please do.
It was terrible. You have the same tattoo as another man. It's fucking stupid.
We don't
stupid.
Have the same tattoo.
It's basically the same tattoo.
It's almost the same tattoo.
What's the difference?
I have 10 hash marks. He has 9 hash marks.
Why is that?
Because we did trivia on each other, and every time we got a question wrong, we got another tattoo or another hash mark tattooed into our arm.
It's ridiculous.
Real ass dudes.
You're not real ass dudes. You're real ass assholes.
Go, Mike. Hit me up on Twitter.
All fucking
Louis
8 J. of
Gomez.
You. All 22
That's not
of
true.
You.
There's a lot of people on the real ass diet right now that have been hitting me up, but if you guys need help, I will answer every tweet. and every email, every tweet and every email, I swear to God.
I turn your mic back. I'm done.
If you guys need help on the real ass diet, I'm starving.
All right. So listen, do you do drugs now?
I smoke a little weed. That's about it.
That's it. You don't do any more pills?
No.
Louis, you do pills, right?
No, I won't. Now I'm going to try to get a prescription for Adderall.
I have Adderall.
He does not want a prescription of Adderall.
Why?
It's the worst thing you could get, dude.
Well, you're on it, though.
I have a prescription, but I can censor. I calm it down.
Sounds like you're doing good.
I got major ADD.
My brother's really addicted to Adderall. He can't. If he goes a day or two without it, he loses it. He goes on the couch
for
fucking 20 hours.
Hold on, dude. Right
Do
now,
you have
I'm losing
major
it every
ADD,
day.
Or are you high all the time?
No, I have major ADD.
Are you sure it's
and
not?
And I'm high all the time.
What is it going to do, though? Are you going to lose what you...
Well, when I...
Because you seem to be very into what you are right now. Real ass dude.
And you're very productive.
You know what I mean?
I'm not very productive. That's the problem.
What are you talking about? You have 1,100 podcasts.
Yeah, you have fucking 12 podcasts.
Yeah, but it's really hard for me to like get 13. Everything done. But ADD is not just not being able to get shit done. ADD is being, it's a very frustrating lifestyle to live in. Like, if I'm like, Beatrice gets mad at me all the time because I'll be reading something online and then she'll ask me a question and I don't even realize she's talking until she's 10 words in. And like, it's a frustrating thing. It's a genuine affliction.
It makes me feel good because I thought you just hated me for 2 years. I'll be saying something and you're not even paying attention at all.
Oh, dude, it's major, major fucking ADD, and it's really hard for me to concentrate.
Maybe it is. You do stupid shit like that. It does seem like maybe you're being a douche, but maybe that's what it is.
Also,
you know what I mean?
You
maybe
seem very focused on the podcast. You're very good on the podcast.
Yeah,
I don't listen to your other 1,100 podcasts
ever.
Also, you may want to think about not smoking a ton of weed. That's probably not helping if you're really that concerned.
Yeah, but I'm walking around edge all the time, and when I smoke weed, I don't want to fucking punch holes in people's heads.
Well, why don't you get into some meditation, dog?
Yeah, why don't you do some TM, dude?
Or do some fucking yoga.
Yoga.
Yeah, yoga. Why don't you
cardio.
Stop.
Tranny man?
There you go.
What?
Why'd you do DDP yoga?
You could hear the fucking bandana swish next to the mic.
Why don't you do some? I just started getting into meditation, and it's look. I'm not gonna say it's helped me a ton, but it's helped me some, man. It really did. And also talking to somebody, having every day. I talk to somebody every day, and I not about other people's shit. About how what I did because of other, like what somebody did to me, or if I have a problem, I'll be like, this is what I did. It's all, I always make it about me.
If you have a problem, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it, huh? Sorry, I have ADD.
So, but yeah, meditation's good. Yoga. Why don't you try something like that instead of smoking, fuck, getting basted all day long?
Yeah. I get basted all day long.
I get high and go do yoga.
Yeah, see, I can do that.
Why don't you do that? Yeah, good job, Troy. We almost had this fucking idiot off of drugs.
I'm trying to sell him on it.
No, but look, dude, I have stopped smoking weed for periods of time.
And your life got better.
That's not true.
Absolutely.
Not true.
Not true.
Some people need weed just to fucking function.
I have real fucking like anger, and I know I need to fix it. I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah, but
I'm
you're suppressing it instead of dealing with it. What you're doing is you're just suppressing it because you don't want to have the responsibility of dealing with it.
It's not an easy thing to deal with.
I have real bad anger issues. I'm going to fucking kill somebody, so I do a drug to suppress it until when? Into what?
Yeah, but I mean,
depression leads to depression.
What if you dealt with it and it went away and you changed who you are?
I've tried to go to therapy, and I'm not saying that I'm not going to try again. I've tried to do all this stuff. It is a constant battle for me, so I try to do what I can do to manage it and to not be a fucking lunatic. And smoking weed typically kind of helps that out a little bit.
All right,
I understand that.
Look, I understand it, but. He's saying like, I have anger issues. I walk around wanting to murder people.
Right.
And weed suppresses it. It doesn't solve it. Doesn't take it away.
Well, no, it just doesn't. That's not what I'm saying. Weed, here's the thing, dude. I'm constantly walking around.
Because it comes back when he doesn't do it.
Maybe you shouldn't walk around so much.
If you're doing something and you stop doing it.
I'm constantly rollerblading
around.
That's
bad.
Right.
That's bad.
You're not fixing the problem.
You're doing it because it relaxes you.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm listening, bro. What do you mean I'm not?
Like just shaking.
I want to kill people.
Just wanted to kill people.
Said that. How can I forget it?
I want to kill somebody, let's say, because a fucking taxi driver won't stop. Like, he'll slow down and then he'll fucking take off. And then I'll run up to the next light and punch his window.
But have you ever, like, smelled you?
So
I'll take it back.
You guys are just having a game of
this
pass.
Is never Sunday again. Depot, can you? That's the name of the show. Never Sunday again.
Yeah. Sunday show.
No, never given Sunday.
Sunday show, and then in parentheses, yeah. Never again.
Never. Go ahead. Sorry.
This is the 9/11 of the YQ Community podcast.
Come on,
shut up.
Right. Not just because you,
but
here.
But you're backing out now. You're back. You're backpedaling now.
That's not what I'm backpedaling.
You're backpedaling because
that's
you
the point
said.
I'm making. Listen, the point
okay,
I'm
make
making,
the,
though,
make it.
Is the weed doesn't take away the feeling of wanting.
Do you
want to
wear glasses?
By the way, Lewis might actually think Indians are responsible for 9/11. I don't really think you're dumb. Don't give me that look.
So
yeah, go ahead, Lou.
I do think you're dumb.
Weed takes away the edge that I constantly feel. Not the wanting to murder people.
What is the edge?
There's like an edge on me constantly.
So what is this murder people edge?
Because I want to murder somebody if they cross me while I'm on edge.
If you want to murder people so bad, why don't you murder when you do stand-up? I've never seen you.
Yeah, you do good a lot.
Yeah, you never really do that.
That's what Comedy Central said. They said they're still waiting to see that set. They said, we always see him do good, but we've never seen him do that.
Shit, why would they say that? Why could they not
just say
that?
Why would my manager tell me that as I'm walking into another audition?
Did she say that?
Yes. Oh, I'm about to go on NBC. What? And she's like, oh, just so you know, Comedy Central doesn't really like you. All right, cool. I got to go on stage. I'll be right back. Click.
What the fuck? She didn't say it like that.
No, I'm kidding.
You're out of your mind. So I'm serious, though. Why don't you try to deal with the anger issues? Because I have anger issues, too. But I'm trying to deal with them with my own brain. Like, I'm trying to deal with them myself, using my brain and my own psychology and my friends and the support groups around me. And
cut scene, Bobby eating an entire chicken to the face.
No, dude, I get you. You might be smoking weed. I'm definitely smoking a turkey.
This is fucking inhaling donuts. And we went to Donut Dad the other night, and Bobby.
Let's go again. We talked about that.
I'll go right now to Donut Dad. I have, this is my last shit day.
All right, here's the deal. After the show, my car's parked up the street. I will drive up to Donut Dad with you guys.
I gotta get the baby.
You guys go in. Huh? Where's the baby?
Could you drive us to the east side?
East Village.
No.
I'm starving, man.
Where is he? Where's the baby?
East Village.
East Village. Oh, all right. No donut.
Is your baby gay?
Yeah. Not yet, but he will be. Oh, I'd love it if he just fucking, if Max is just like some, he, Max is bi, like he bangs broads mainly, and then fuck a dude every once in a while, and your kid's totally just a flamer, and my kid uses your kid just to fucking, just
get off, just to come on his
just
face.
Just to come on his face.
Yeah, but he does it with no real sense of humor while James laughs at all of my stuff, and is just like a sweet kid.
I love how insecure Joe, a fucking 15-month-year-old baby can fuck up his self-esteem.
I hate that baby.
You said last time he was good to you.
He was okay. They were all right. They were like a late seller crowd.
All right, listen, man. We got to fucking wrap this up.
I'm going to
pass this show up. Is fucking ridiculous. I don't know what happened.
It was a great show. It wasn't a bad show.
It was a great show. We're deep-pooing it.
All right, let the chat room right now, you let us know what type of show this show is.
First of all, there's two fucking homos that don't like football in the chat room right now. Come on.
You can compare this to other podcasts, which are just generally unfunny dribble.
Yeah.
This is a very, very funny show, but compared to all the other YKWDs, this is awful.
No, it's not awful. I wouldn't say awful.
What are you talking about? Do you know how many episodes Kelly ruined?
Waffles.
I'm kidding. I keep shitting on Kelly. I love you, Kelly. I'm sure you're listening. She's great.
I'm going to go get Donut Den.
You
really get Donut Den?
I'm going to go up to Donut Den.
You bring some back?
Yeah, let me do that. No, I'm not going. I won't go to Donut Den. I'm not going to go. I can't. I got to stop.
We
I'm done.
Bought 30 donuts between four people.
Let's go get wings and mac and cheese downstairs.
No, we're going to go to
get a discount.
Blue Ribbon. Blue Ribbon, dude.
What's Blue Ribbon?
It's a fried chicken place.
Where is it?
East Village.
Oh, I gotta go.
Unbelievable fried chicken.
Best fried chicken.
And they have like a bunch of different hot sauces.
Are you going?
Where in the East Village?
I live right by there.
You want to go? Let's all go.
I can't go. I got to go home. Because I got fucking drum rehearsals.
Dude,
then I got to learn my lines.
Get fucking Blue Ribbon.
More like dumb rehearsals.
Where's the bandana? You said fuck you and fuck you. All right, Deepu. And what's the chat room saying?
Tattoo Mentor says, Sunday stinker. Got better after Tinder time, though.
It did get better after Tinder time.
Why are we reading this? See, I hate that guy. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, but
this
that's
your episode. Let's hear his podcast.
Well, what if he said he's a fan of the show?
It's Mark Maron.
Wait, is that the same guy that said I was carrying it? Because I like that guy.
No, I think it's a different guy.
Oh.
What else?
Derek Gatto says, it was a good show. I am not a homo, Joe.
Yeah. What else?
Norwegian Dude says, not awful.
All right.
Norwegian Dude
I've been to Norway.
There you go.
And Cuba. And the Boston Boss.
I know. You're a fucking...
I've never been to Cuba, but I am a marathon survivor.
Honduras.
Fuck. All right, I'm going to end the show.
I went to Peru, you dum-dum.
I'm going
to
end the show. Right the fuck now. You guys are amazing. What's up? We're going to do dates. We're going to do plugs real quick. Troy Kwan, we're going to go at you first.
Just find me on social media, Troy Kwan, TROYQUAN.
Yeah.
And if you have a podcast, I'll be happy to do the production for your podcast.
All the sweepers on this show and any other show. What other?
Intro, outro.
Intros, outro, sweepers. He's fucking phenomenal.
Thanks, man.
Phenomenal. He really brought my show up to a next level.
And we're going
to
work on some new shit for you. Hopefully soon.
We're going to get some new shit. Yep. He's fucking great. And he's not like some guys. It's this much money. I was like, go fuck your mother. He's really, really reasonable.
$100, guys.
Yeah. And if you hit me up and say you heard it on this podcast, I'll definitely hook you up with a good deal.
So if you have a new podcast, number one, get yourself a Zoom H6 and around six microphones and then hit Troy Kwan up for amazing intros and outros. It will definitely make your podcast that much better. You just slide them in and the beginning at the end and in the middle. If we go on for 2 hours, but unbelievable. So tell them where they can reach you again.
Troy Kwan, TROYQUAN and on all social medias, and then TroyKwan.com.
And if you're just a 55-year-old old bag and you got a fucking big fat wet pussy and you want to get fucked,
find me on Tinder.
Find him on Tinder. He'll come over and fuck you while your cats watch. Joe, what do you got?
All right, L.A. folk.
Stop for 1 second.
That's how they talk.
Do you have a paper calendar?
Yeah. I started doing comedy in the 90s, and I still go with the same system.
Great. Same jokes, too.
Dude, I asked him to do a podcast.
Very few people write
week.
More than I do.
Huh?
I asked him to do a podcast next week, and he was like, I got to go home and check my calendar. I was like, why don't you put it in your phone? He was like, well, I have my calendar at home. It's an actual paper calendar.
It was in my bag in the other room. And I was trying to get out of doing your podcast.
That he wouldn't just put it in his phone and then put it in his calendar later.
I got to respect it in one weird. It's just weird, but I got to respect it.
It's a Joe thing.
I hope it gets lit in a fire.
November, if you're in Los Angeles, November 5th, I'm doing a show with Dan Soder at the Venice Underground. Venice Underground. I don't know the website. Google it, whatever. And then December, it's a ways away. December 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'll be headlining The Comedy Addict in Bloomington, Indiana. And I think I'm going to try to record that album again.
Good.
So December 4th, 5th, 6th, or 3, 4, 5, whatever the fuck it is. Bloomington, Indiana. Comedy Addict.
You have a website?
I do. It's comedianjoelist.com. Follow me on Instagram, Joe List Comedy. I'm killing it on Instagram lately. By lately, I mean the last 2 years. Bobby looked great. I hate that sweatshirt.
I'm in a room full of sociopaths.
Really? I'm a sociopath. Yeah, you know how much volunteer work I do, dog?
What do you do? What do you do?
Very little, but I do a little bit.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Guys, go to my website, realassdude.com. Also, I'm new to the Instagram community. Gomez Comedy on Instagram as well. Follow me on Twitter, at Louis J. Gomez. What are you doing?
Turning your mic up a little bit.
Also, I'm going to be at the New
York... Stop. Don't worry what I'm doing. I'm running the show.
New York Comedy Festival. I'm doing a bunch of dates.
Fucking idiot.
Ha! The musical's returning, so if you want to see me and Big J and Christian Finnegan and a bunch of other comics, Kevin Farley, sing and dance about the art of stand-up comedy, we have 3 shows during the New York Comedy Festival, so come out to Ha! The Musical, guys, and check out my other podcasts. I got a few other podcasts. I got the Hammer Fisting Podcast and the Riotcast Network if you're a mixed martial arts fan. Also, Legion of Skanks over on CaveComedyRadio.com. Legion of Skanks, me, Big J, and Dave Smith, really just telling filthy stories, just being real animals. And last but not least, the Real Ass Podcast on Stand Up New York Labs. Real ass comedians talking about real ass shit. Real ass podcast, standupnewyorklabs.com. Also, I mean, if you want, you go to my Amazon page on hammerfisting.com. Use our Amazon link because we really could use the money right now.
Didn't you used to be a guest on Tuesdays with Stories a few times, too? You were great on that show.
Check out that show, Tuesdays with Stories, on standupnewyorklabs.com.
Yeah.
Unbelievable show. 800,000 fans. There's only 600,000 SoundCloud subscribers, but they have 800,000 fans somehow.
Bobby, we started saying, we'll go and do a gig if you want to book us. Guess how many gigs we've booked in 1 week.
How many?
Guess. Take a guess.
7.
0.
7 is correct. 7 different places. People,
Bobby,
come
you
here.
Should fucking be a magician. That was unbelievable.
You should be something other than a podcast host.
All right, listen. Gosh. Really. Louis Scopo, never book these two people again.
I will never do it again.
All right, go ahead.
At Chris Scopo on Twitter. And then Bobby's dates, October 29th, be the Empire Casino when Yonkers, New York.
Oh, November 1st, I'm with Bobby.
Where?
At some gig in Connecticut.
Well, I canceled that.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
It's not on his calendar.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
Well, don't tell
dude, did you cancel
tell
that,
the,
dude?
Tell the show
I think there. I'm going to cancel dude, you. I'm going to cancel you off of it. Scopo, what are you doing?
I'm open. I'll go. Send me.
Will you go?
It's next Saturday, right?
Will you really go?
I'm off next Saturday.
I'll go. No, fuck off. You can't take me off the gig.
All right. Yeah, I can. It's my gig. I can take you off.
No, I thought you were done. I'll headline. Lewis opens for me.
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay,
fine.
I'll do that.
Yeah. I want more money than you got, though.
Can I host?
Yeah, I want more money than you.
No, but you can't host, though. You got to learn how to do that.
Can you just read the gig? Where is the gig we're doing?
Connecticut somewhere.
It's not on your thing.
I got a fucking God damn it.
November 1st.
November 1st. That's next week.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
All right, me and you have a gig. Go ahead. No. Is it this Saturday coming up? go ahead.
November 8th, Comics Come Home in the Boston Garden.
Yep.
November 14th, 15th, Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant.
Yes.
December 4th, 5th, and 6th, Magoobie's Joke House.
Bam.
Check it out.
Guys, check it out. And I just booked a New Year's Eve gig. I'm very excited about. I will be at the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island, New Year's Eve, 2 shows only. So make sure you get your tickets now. It's a very small club, and it's New Year's Eve. It's going to sell out. So get your tickets now at the Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. Deepu, what do you got real quick?
On Twitter, at R2Deepu. I do stand-up. I also provide live stream solutions if anyone wants that.
If you need somebody to help you with your podcast, live streaming and technical shit, he's the best.
I know a lot about it. It's amazing. Very affordable, so you should consider it if you're doing a podcast.
He wants to leave this show really fast.
It's all right.
It's not
you
like
can,
that.
It's
not
all
like
right.
That.
You yeah. can leave if you get something better. I get it.
No, it's not like
that. All right, go ahead. What do you got, Scope?
That was it. I did everything.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. You dumb.
Oh, personally?
Is he that dumb?
Not much going on. I'll be in the city doing a lot of spots.
Okay, buddy. I'll see you guys later. Sorry about this never will happen again. Sunday show will never happen again, and we'll never talk about Tinder ever again. Unless Troy comes back on and he has more ass-eating Tinder stories, then we'll talk about it. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for listening to the Know What Dude podcast. Holy shit. Boom. And we're done. Whoa, shit. What did I do?
listening to YKWD Podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free. And they are all free.